much about.
Any message on the radio set yet? Is it tuned to my special frequency?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
This is a reminder. I hope everybody got their flu shots. And Rite Aid, a lot of places are actually giving them out for like $20, $25. Just show up and you get a flu shot. But you got to pay $20 or $25. But it's first come, first serve.
I bet you can't get a boner.
I feel like I'm in a nightmare.
Hey, guys, I'm doing a crossword puzzle. I thought you could help me with this clue. It says George H. Bush and Herbert Hoover were head of this government agency. It's three letters. I think the middle letter is a B. Anyway, any help you can give me would be appreciated.
The FBI!
And now...
Hey, everybody! How about Craig Wilson? Craig Wilson?
Why can't these whores just keep their big mouths shut?
Our feature presentation.
In that particular case, I'm glad that she didn't keep her mouth shut.
I was with Kelly, yeah.
That was go old.
They start drinking, and that's what happens.
She was on stage in front of 6,000 people.
No fear, man.
Not at all.
with the wrong name of the next performer.
No, the previous performer.
Or the last performer,
I
right.
I totally rehearsed for the next one, but at the very last second, I thought, I should say give it up for. Uh-huh. But, you know.
And that didn't work well.
Not as well.
But pretty much unflappable. Mistake. I mean, you knew that you made a mistake, and then you just moved right
Whatever.
On.
Whatever.
Craig Wilson?
Why did I just say?
Hey, we're going to take your calls. We do have a couple lines open at 1-800-520-1067. I have to tell you, and Kevin, I'm willing to put a dollar down that you had the same experience I did yesterday, which was... All day long, you walked around going, girl, you make me want to get you pregnant.
Yep.
Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant.
I knock you up.
Goddamn R. Kelly for making songs that you can't get out of your head, even though they suck.
Oh, that is the best.
Right?
Yes, I can't wait to play more.
And then I started thinking about R. Kelly. And if you don't know what we're talking about, he's got a new record out called Pregnant. And we're going to go through some more of the lyrics. We didn't have time to finish it yesterday because it's, 6 minutes long because that's how he is. And we got more of that for you next hour. But I was thinking about when he did his first interview after the trial where he was, you remember he was arrested for peeing on that chick and having sex with an underage girl. And he did the interview and he's so funny.
Fans of R. Kelly are reacting to that not guilty verdict.
Well, that's probably the wrong clip. Here's the one I was looking for.
Let me ask you something real that millions of Americans are thinking about.
By the way, I love the interviewer, too.
Oh, okay. Couldn't take longer to say something.
You know, wondering about you. Do you like teenage girls?
When you say teenage, how are we talking?
First of all, why is he not running for office somewhere?
Yeah.
Classic politician, right?
I mean, yes.
It's like that priest, when you say naked, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. 18, 19 also counts.
But come on,
so that's
we all
what
know
he's
what
doing.
He means.
Of course.
Yeah, because he's just been on trial for being with a girl who's 50, right? What do you mean by teenagers?
Girls who are teenagers.
19?
19 and younger.
I have some 19-year-old friends.
I'm not sure he's asking if you've ever seen a 19-year-old, if you know a 19-year-old.
But how lame is the reporter? 19? 19 and younger.
Younger.
He
can't let him get away
with
that.
You don't just go, 17 and under is how you say that. I mean, really.
Right, exactly.
But I don't like anybody illegal if that's what we're talking about, underage.
Some people think.
By the way, that's your favorite too, right, Kevin? Is some people think.
Well, that's a way of asking a question that you do not want to ask, so you put it on some people, so that you can also be outraged at their question.
And it's kind of the reporter's job to ask the questions that people do want answered. Also, I guess. I mean, it is a fairly legitimate question if that's what the word on the street is that R. Kelly likes underage girls. You got to ask him about that, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That you like underage girls. What do you say to them?
Well, those people that don't know Robert, they don't know me, so.
So there's no issue here. They're all wrong. There's no issue here. That's what you're saying?
It depends on who you say they're all and what they're saying.
Oh, my God.
Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant, even if you're not yet 18.
What happened?
Exactly.
Oh, love it. Love it, love it. That one and Tiger Woods, Slow Jam, I had going through my head all day as well.
Yep. Good day, right?
Good day. All right, let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
December 17th, you and three of your friends are going to be at the Bridge Cinema Deluxe to see a movie that doesn't come out till the next day. It is called Avatar, directed by James Cameron. It is highly anticipated and looks like it could be great. And that's your prize for being on the air with us at 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Where do you want to start today?
I'd like to start with Todd, who wants to continue the theme. Hi, Todd.
What It Do Nephew? What It Do, baby boo?
What It Do?
What's going on?
So I'm so excited to tell you guys that that R&B music has something for every cycle of life. They've got Girl, Let's Just Get Married. R. Kelly is so thankful. We're also thankful he's got you pregnant.
Right.
And Usher has got a song called Them Papers, as in Them Divorce Papers, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They got it covered.
Covered all the relationship stuff.
Now is Usher's funny? I mean, is it?
Oh, it's hysterical.
Yeah.
Because, like, they repeat, them papers, go send them papers, them papers, them papers. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful touching ballad.
Don't know. Go ahead.
Okay. Is that the new Usher song? Is that from his new record?
Yeah, it's from his new album. And I heard I was in San Diego. I called my sister, and I could not believe my ears. I'm like, this cannot be happening.
I know, it's the
That's
best.
Great. We'll definitely check it out. Thanks very much.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas gifts.
Let's go to Zach, please. Zach is on line 3 calling the Kevin and Bean Show first thing today. Hey, Zach, what's up?
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I was surfing a forum the other day, and I saw a picture of Subway Jared. He's fat again.
He is?
Jared from Subway, the dude who does all the commercials?
Yep, he is fat again. He didn't look obese or anything, but he was definitely huge, that's for sure.
I saw a paparazzi photo of him, believe it or not, standing at an airport. I don't know if this is the same photo that you saw. He was waiting for his baggage, and he was wearing what looked like a hockey jersey or something like that, and he did look a little bit beefier than I have seen him. He's still nowhere near where he was when he started the Subway campaign. I mean,
he lost 100 pounds.
But
right?
he's trying to get back there.
Maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe. But you can see the reason why he's not doing Subway commercials anymore.
Yeah.
He is, though. I just saw one when I was watching football this weekend. But who knows how many he shot and how old it was. I mean, he has that one commercial that's out with him and
Mike Strahan.
Yes, Michael Strahan. That's the commercial I saw. And he looked great. I mean, he looked like the Jared of, the thin Jared. So who knows what's going on with him? Because they could have, commercials from a year ago that they're in now.
Yeah, and I'd love to source that for you guys. But I just can't remember where I saw
it. Yeah, no worries. Bean saw it as well. Just he's working his way back up. Let's give him a little time.
Look, everyone is going to get tired of something if you got to just keep eating the same thing over and over, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't think he's just eating all Subway anymore, though, Lisa.
Well,
I mean, that's how he lost the weight.
Fat.
Maybe.
Let's go to Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Callie.
Hi, Larry.
What's going on?
So Monday I was going to work, and I was using the restroom, and I was peeing, and I text my cell phone. I was texting on my cell phone, and then I dropped my cell phone in the toilet.
So you were texting while peeing, and then you dropped your cell phone in the toilet.
Yeah, so I borrowed my girlfriend's cell phone so I could use it when I'm at work, and then when I step out of my car, I'm standing in a puddle of water, and I dropped that in there, too.
Oh, my God. You're just destroying
it. She was very, very upset.
Yeah, you think?
Have you checked to see if you have cerebral palsy?
maybe. Who knows?
Now, just for the record, did you try when the cell phone went in the toilet, did you just try to go, forget it, and just flush it down?
No. I just left it in there because I was already like...
Just left it in there! Love that.
Wow. I dropped my cell phone last year, the year before. I dropped it in a dog's water dish, and water and electronics, not a good mix. Sometimes they never come back.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call.
No more
moral of that story, don't give Larry a phone.
Yeah.
Let's go to Angel. Hi, Angel.
What it do, nephew?
What? Go Raiders. What can we do for you?
Worst night of my life last night. Met this girl on the chat line around midnight. Decided to go meet her an hour away in Pacoima. Got stood up. So now I'm in Pacoima. My car's out of gas. My wallet's at home. Cause in my haste, I forgot to bring it with me. And it took me 3 hours to come up to make $4 for gas by asking people because the value for Coima dead.
Wow.
I mean, it is freezing outside. It's just a ghost town. There was nobody, and it was cold.
Now, what was your your plan, Angel? I mean, you were going to meet the girl, but you were out of gas, so you...
And you didn't have your wallet.
So you had
what
to...
What the hell were you going to do?
Well, it's not like I left it on purpose. It was... I forgot my wallet.
Oh, I see.
And, yeah.
You were just thinking, I'm going to get some within the next half hour, and...
and I don't want to miss a minute of that.
Right.
Why'd you try to raise so much money? I mean, $4 is more than you needed to get to where you were going. I mean, $1 would have at least gotten you from Pacoima.
Oh, no. That's an hour. I live an hour away from Pacoima.
Oh, wow, so, dude. Yeah, you make a lot of bad choices.
Yeah, I just got home right now. I'm pulling into my driveway.
Just right now
right
from last night?
Yep, from last night. Midnight, I left my house.
I love you. That is, you're the citizen of the day. And what did you get for it? Nothing.
Nothing.
High hopes.
And I love guys, though. Guys are the best. Midnight, chat room, going to meet this girl. Love that.
To back him up, if you're meeting a chick at 12:30 a.m., that means you're going to get booted.
Of course.
So, good for you.
Of course.
It also means you have to bring your wallet, though, if you don't know her. Come on.
Well, sure. But you forget a lot of things when you're in that situation. But that's funny that you're just pulling in. All right, Angel. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye now.
That's a good story. See, whatever you're doing today, it's going to go better than it did for Angel.
I certainly hope so. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
Would you like to take that back?
Yeah!
It's something that we have been doing recently, as occasionally we'll make jokes that don't work.
Please notice, by the way, that Lisa manages to stay above the fray.
Well, I don't try to be funny. I leave Lisa funny to you.
Lisa can stand by everything she says on the radio, which the rest of us, we don't have that claim to make, because she just picks her moments.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Right.
That's annoying.
Sorry, boys.
That's really annoying. Your significant other accidentally ruined something important. Maybe the last guy that just called the cell phone.
Larry, yeah.
But there are things that are a lot more important than your cell phone that get ruined.
Sure.
That is rough. So we'll have your
That's why they invented shallow graves.
Take your comments on that as well. We have a virgin dilemma, which is a good band name, by the way.
Yeah.
That we'll deal with. Got to talk to a listener.
Okay.
Tell you about SantaSchool.com. If you're thinking about becoming Santa, sure.
You got to go to school?
Sure.
I had no idea.
I want to know why people decide to become Santa. It can't be for it can't pay very well, especially considering the aggravation that must be involved in dealing with little kids all day.
It would, in my mind, it would only have to be that they love kids.
I think it's also an extra job for some people.
Yeah, but
for the holidays.
So it's a good part-time job, than pumping gas or something, right?
Right.
The host and creator of Cannabis Planet on the program today.
Yeah,
very excited about that. New Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Okay.
R. Kelly pregnant? Day two.
Can't wait.
We've only gotten through a minute so far. And right now, she's a cutie, she has a booty, and she's in the kitchen.
Right.
Just so everybody can play along at home. And coming up in about 20 minutes, we've got your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009.
It's this weekend.
It is this weekend. We've got your tickets coming up just after the top of the hour. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:52.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
This is the eighth day, which means the theme is eight milds making. I'm sorry, eight maids a milking. This is the eighth day. It means today's theme is eight milds of... I've got to stop drinking.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah. It was a couple moments.
Yeah, that's for Kathleen, who sent me an email this morning. He said, Ralph, is Kevin Benjamin buttoning? Years ago, we got new moments from Kevin every other day or so. Lately, Kevin hasn't been nearly as strokish as he used to be. What's going on? There haven't been any new moments in months. Am I missing something? Is Kevin actually getting better as the years go by? If it's not too much trouble, could you make time to squeeze in a few for old time's sake? So Kathleen wanted to hear a few moments with Kevin.
Well, let's send them to her in the email.
You're disappointing her, is what I'm saying, Kevin.
Stick around.
You've lost your edge.
It's not going to be long.
Psycho Mike, how long has it been since we've had a new moment with Kevin?
We had one last week.
Oh, well, there you go, Kathleen. We have one last week. She said, my favorite of mine is when he calls Mike Mark.
That happened. Yeah.
Or when he talks about whipped cream being the dessert for dessert.
Yeah.
Or when he can't say acknowledgments.
All right, I don't know that we need to list them.
Please play some more Kathleen. So okay. We'll try to squeeze some in, Kathleen.
That is not good. It's a great idea.
We have time
for special tribute.
Yeah, we have time for one more, right?
This is just for you, Kathleen.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
If you have food, and you have dinner, you have steak, and you have a baked potato, and then you have dessert, you have ice cream, and then you put whipped cream on top of the ice cream. The whipped cream is dessert.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
That's real talk right there, man.
That's some creative
magical
editing is what that is.
Not at all. That is real.
What human being
what
would say those words
that
in that order?
Happened.
Come on. Expect anyone to believe that.
Yes. Have a little showbiz news. Ready for the showbiz beat?
Sure, let's do
sure.
that. Yeah.
Tiger Woods and his mistresses continue to be in the news.
Hang on.
Hello?
Timing.
Anyone? Anyone? Am I all alone?
Some new equipment over here that's confusing us in every way.
What?
Camera work?
Okay. Oh, that's
working.
Right,
see, that's
yeah.
working, yeah.
How about the music?
There we go.
Yeah,
that's better.
You guys have more technology than ever,
yes.
And you're still...
We have too much technology.
Scrambling now to get the elements of the show in place.
Now, we're more confused than ever.
It would seem like it would be easier to get things going.
The
now.
Idea of playing your showbiz bed from the new technology came about, and
right?
then I realized that we wouldn't be able to play drops in the bed at the same time, so then I scrambled to get the CD again.
Wow. Eventually, we're going to be going to vinyl.
I am
the
bad.
More technology we have, we seem to be going back in time.
That's correct.
We'll be playing Wax Cylinders soon. Tiger Woods and his mistresses still dominating the news.
More?
Yeah, apparently Tiger, besides waitresses, also likes the porn stars.
Yeah!
All right.
However, he doesn't like really hot porn stars. I found out doing a little research.
Really?
Looking up the names that were given to me this morning.
But couldn't he get the hot ones? I mean...
You'd think. Jocelyn James is the name of one of the girls apparently had an affair with Tiger. She's the star of many, many porn videos. At 39 years old, she's been in the industry for a while, as you can imagine. Some of my favorites of Jocelyn James' Descent into Bondage, Big Tops 2, Seymour Butts, Who's Your Mama 2, Diary of a Horny Housewife. It goes on and on and on. But Jocelyn, not
so hot. Huh.
Better, though, is Holly Sampson, another one of Tiger's mistresses, who is also a porn star, and she was in Cougars and Heat, Emmanuel in Paris, and Dumpster.
What?
Dumpster.
Oh, I...
No. Okay, that's the part that you can
the
say.
Title, half the title is Dumpster.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, she's 36 years old.
Wow.
And Holly's much more attractive than Jocelyn, so...
Dumpster's the good word, by the way.
Dumpster's the good word.
Yeah, that's the best part of that title. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, in the industry, when you're in the industry, you know, like... Lord of the Rings, when that was out, that movie.
Yeah.
People in the know, in the industry, just called it Rings.
Sure.
How did
sure.
Rings perform this weekend? Oh, see what the numbers Rings got?
Sure.
Oh, Rings did huge this weekend. So I just call it Dumpster.
Dumpster.
You know, because I'm in the know. I'm in the loop.
Plus, we can't say the other word.
That's right. Plus, we can't.
Okay, two questions for you, Ralph. What is, when will a Tiger Woods-themed porn be out, and why isn't it already? Somebody has to make
They're
some sort
They're filming
of
it
movie.
As we speak. Yeah. Trust
they
me.
Have to be, right?
Yeah.
And two is, this number, whatever it is, 10 or 12, however many mistresses have now been linked to Tiger Woods, are they all white chicks? Does he only date whitey?
Yes.
Interesting.
As far as I know, there have been no women of color.
Because he could mix it up. I mean, he could get one of, you know, he could collect the whole set if he wanted to. He's freaking Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I think he's attracted to whitey.
But you would think somewhere down the road he would go, hey, I feel like Chinese tonight or something, you know?
You're attracted to what you're attracted to. You can't really change that.
They're not ordering dinner.
Yeah, really. Anyway, there's your update. Lindsay Lohan!
Oh.
In the news... New York Post says she is fed up with Hollywood. That's like saying
wow.
to someone who has broken up with you, oh yeah? Well, I don't want to date you anymore either.
Really?
Hollywood got fed up with you a lot longer
ago.
Long ago.
Her.
Anyway, she wants to make a documentary.
Please do.
About the impoverished children of India.
Oh.
And so she is traveling to India to start her documentary, she claims.
Hey!
Says the New York Post. That's going to be a bad documentary, right?
Yeah. Is this?
Oh, look at these kids. They're all like hungry and junk.
Yeah, and she's going to be skinnier than them.
Yeah. They're going to offer her some of their food.
Right.
Should she actually bring any cameras or
would you like
anybody?
Some of my rice, Miss Lohan? You look like you could use a meal.
Is this the, hey, you need to do something for your public image, so maybe we should do some kind of charity, blah,
People
blah, blah?
People saying perhaps she is trying to rehab her image, yeah.
Or it's the only work she could get.
Could be, too.
It seems like that would be an expensive project to take on.
Mm, yeah.
Getting a camera crew and traveling to India to film impoverished children and then edit it together and do all that kind of stuff.
I just figured they just hired her to get the celebrity factor. It's probably she's probably not paying for it. She's probably being hired to be a host or something, I would imagine.
Oh, so this is just a real gig.
That's what I'm thinking. Who knows? And I'm also willing to bet we'll never see the light of day.
This is her idea, and she's heading up to India to film a documentary. She will be the documentarian.
All right. Good times. She's smart enough to pull that off.
Doesn't sound like she has the kind of money to burn.
Mm-mm.
In doing her own production. Considering she can't pay her hotel tabs, well, has to steal liquor
to
get loaded. David Guest, remember him? Mrs. Liza Minnelli?
Ooh. Yeah.
He was the best.
Yeah, that guy was nutty.
Yeah.
A puff, a fairy, a queer, a queen, fudge packer, uphill gardener, fruit picking sodomite.
Well, I don't know about that, but he said that he is embarrassed about his face.
Really?
His wind tunnel face?
His face looks ridiculous, and he's embarrassed, but he doesn't take responsibility for it. You know who he blames? Michael Jackson.
What?
Because they were friends, and he said, Michael Jackson persuaded me to have plastic surgery.
Please.
Look, do you take plastic surgery advice from Michael Jackson?
Really?
No. No.
Of all people, if there was one person that you would boycott in that, it would be Michael Jackson.
So Joan Rivers and Michael Jackson told me I needed some work done. No! He admits that taking beauty advice from Michael Jackson may have been the stupidest thing I've ever done, he said.
Wow. And this is from a man who married Liza Minnelli.
That's right. But you have eyes, you can see, right?
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Not my fault. Michael Jackson told me to
do it. That guy that really destroyed himself with plastic surgery.
You know that hideous android-looking dude?
No nose. He told me to do it.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Beau Bridges is 68 years old today. It's one of the reasons I miss My Name is Earl the most. Because Beau Bridges played his dad on that show and was always funny on that show. Actor John Malkovich is 56 years old today. The latest winner of Dancing with the Stars, Donny Osmond, celebrates his 52nd birthday. At what point do you stop being Donny? When you're 52, can you stop calling you Donny?
He tried for a while. He tried to be Donald and Don.
Was he Don Osmond?
He was Don. And people just, you know, people want him to be Donny Osmond. That's what they call him.
Felicity Huffman of Desperate Housewives is 47 years old today. Brian Bell of Weezer turns 41. Jacob Dylan of the Wallflowers turns 40 years old today. American Idol judge Cara DioGuardi is 39 years old. Trey Cool of Green Day celebrates his 37th birthday. And Jesse Metcalf of Desperate Housewives is 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have tickets for you to go to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 in the Pit.
Woo!
What?
Night number one.
Woo-hoo!
If you'd like to call right now, 1-800-520-1067.
Woo!
You can play a game and
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Earn those tickets coming up next.
Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7 minutes after 6 o'clock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show for a Wednesday. This weekend, we are going to be participating in a little rock and roll concert. Sold out. Can't buy the tickets. But, boy, are people wanting to win them. Boy, are people excited about opportunities to win them. We got them for you all day long today.
Sold out. You guys sold out.
You should be good.
You're sold out.
Night number one is this coming Saturday night at the Gibson Amphitheater. A band named AFI is going to be playing that night along with Rise Against, Alice in Chains, 30 Seconds to Mars, 3 Days Grace, Amberlin, Dead by Sunrise. How about we give away some tickets right now? What do y'all say?
Let's do that. We have a brand new game.
It's been
it so, number one.
See, because it's night one.
Number one!
I see. I got it. All right.
That's how we work.
Yes, number one.
I can't believe I just heard Shania Twain on this radio station. All right. Ralph is going to be hosting this game. Listeners are on the line. How do we play?
Patrick Stewart should have hosted.
It's not too late.
It's Famous Ones. I will ask you a trivia question, general trivia, and the answer will contain one.
The word one
or number one, but the answer you will be saying, you will need to say one at some point in that answer.
Now, a lot of times we'll do something that ties into the lyrics or the song titles or the bands. This is not any of that. This is night one.
This is general trivia.
Famous Ones.
The answer will contain one.
Okay. I think we've got it. Let's see how it goes.
It's been one.
One.
I believe that has been well established. That's how the game is played. Let's meet our first contestant. It is Chelsea on line one, everybody.
One.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Line one.
How's
now,
it going?
Hi, Chelsea.
Now, if Chelsea answers without saying the word one, I'm going to hunt him down at the hospital and beat him up.
All right.
After we've established this.
I think that's a fair trade-off.
Chelsea, here's your question. This is the official call sign of the customized Boeing 747 that carries the President of the United States.
Air Force One.
Yeah!
Nicely done.
Good job.
One!
It's just that easy.
Right in there. One!
You're on the drawing. I think we understand now.
I think you don't understand.
We have the concept. Shane.
Hey, good morning.
Hi there.
Shane, here's your question. This TV show began on the WB in 2003, moved to the CW in 2006, and made stars out of Chad Michael Murray and Sophia Bush.
Oh! One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill,
nicely
indeed.
Done.
Yes. One! One! Did you hear it? Right in there. One.
Yeah, he said it.
One.
Right, got it.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
Rob, here's your question. This bank has become famous thanks to its credit card commercials that ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One.
Yeah!
One!
Yeah!
Hey, is that the, congratulations, you're in the drawing. Is that the series of commercials with the creepy money with the eyeballs on the sidewalk? Is that the one?
That's Geico.
That's, I don't
dope.
Know.
You're bad in every way.
That's creepy, though. I don't like
insurance
that.
Company. It's not even a bank.
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I know it's creepy, and I don't like it.
What's in your wallet? It's the people who make their own credit cards with the photos and stuff?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, just let's move on. Let's go to Hillary. Hi, Hillary.
Hello.
Hillary, this is America's largest radio network, providing over 150 programs, including such quality programs as Loveline and such crappy programs as The Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, I don't know.
Radio network. Famous radio network.
You know what's in the answer?
One.
That's right.
Number one.
What's the second? The second word in the answer. The first word is Westwood. Westwood One is the name of the network.
Sorry.
You listen to Loveline. They say it all the time on that show. But yeah. Nice try. Thanks for playing. Whoops, that's the wrong one.
I'll just give away some points. One was right in there, though. One.
Yeah. That was in the
continuing
answer.
The theme.
Yeah.
One was in there.
Uh-huh. Crystal, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal. Here's your question. This premium Dutch vodka came to America in 1983 and is now one of the most popular in the U.S.
Kettle One.
Nicely done. You can tell she's a drinker.
One.
What do you say? Are you saying?
Number one.
Number one. Number
one.
In there.
No? All right.
Yes.
I'm still trying to learn to use the equipment. All right. Aaron, hi.
We might get that new moment with today after all.
Granola bomb.
Aaron's on the line, people.
Aaron, here's your question.
Yeah, Aaron.
All right.
This firing of rifles is an honor often performed at military or law enforcement funerals.
21 gun salute.
There
yes.
you go.
Nicely done.
Nice save.
Yesterday they had. Thank you very much. Hang on, you're in the drawing. Yesterday they had the memorial for the four police officers that were killed in Washington a couple weeks ago, and because they were shot to death, they decided not to go with the 21 gun salute, and they did a 21 bells salute in deference to the families. Which I think is probably a good call.
Weak.
A little flimsy.
Yeah.
Brought out the Salvation Army.
But
I don't know. I just don't know. Do you want the widow sitting there while you're watching guys shoot guns at the service? I don't know.
Weak.
It seems to have slowed down the game. That's I know that.
That story did.
I know
there's
that.
A speed bump. That's for sure. Yeah.
That was a momentum killer.
Just tried to stay current.
Marina, hi.
Hi.
Marina, here's your question. A musical artist that only achieves fame for a solitary successful song is often referred to as this.
Solo one artist?
What's that?
Did you say solo one artist?
Yeah.
Let's go to the judges.
Wow. No, I'm sorry. One hit wonder. One hit wonder.
One hit wonder.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be the phrase. Oh, is that okay?
Dumb girl.
Sorry about that. Let's go to Tom. Hi, Tom.
Yo.
Tom. Yo. This popular daytime soap opera debuted on ABC way back in 1968.
Oh.
Very popular daytime soap opera.
Is there a clue, Ralph, that we can give him
on
as
ABC.
Far as the words that are in the answer?
There is a word in the answer that you may have heard previous to this.
One.
One in a million.
But no, one in a million.
Very popular soap opera,
people
one in a million,
that,
yes.
But no, One Life to Live is the name of the soap opera.
Oh.
That has been on for over 40 years.
How about one more contestant?
One more.
Do we have one?
Yeah, we have one more. We have one more contestant?
I don't think we do.
Oh, no, we don't. We have
we
one more
contestant.
Okay. But not a contestant.
All right, right.
All right.
Line.
Okay.
Then Callie's going to do a drawing and find out who's going to night number one of the Almost Acoustic to Christmas 2009 to see AFI and all the other great bands Saturday
night. Just pick one, Callie.
One winner is Shane.
Shane!
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Saturday night in the pit.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Night number one. Did we mention that?
One.
Night
come
one.
Come on,
yes.
It's been one.
It's still the one.
It's number one.
Number one.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's almost too generous. R. Kelly didn't even wait until Christmas. He came out with his new record earlier in the month. It's called Untitled, which shows you the kind of creativity you get from R. Kelly. And he's one of our favorite R&B singers because, well, he's one of a kind. He makes the kind of songs that you can't believe are real. They're impossible to parody because they're so crazy.
We played part of his new song, Pregnant, yesterday, and we had people calling and saying, this is not real.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you can get your head around that actually happened, but it did, and it is real, and it's wonderful.
And it'll probably be a commercial success.
Yes, it will.
It probably will. Do you guys remember the 20, was it 20 or 22 parts or something like that of his Trapped in the Closet? Do you remember that?
Still the best thing I've ever seen slash heard.
It was a soap opera. In fact, the first time we ever saw it was at an MTV Video Music Awards show. Remember, he came out on stage and performed part of Trapped in the Closet. We saw this crazy guy walking around on stage with all these characters and a story about a midget hiding in the closet and just on and on and on, and then a cop who's gay, and it just turned into this crazy thing. It ended up being 20 different parts. I mean, that if you played that whole song together, wouldn't it be like an hour long?
If you're looking for a Christmas gift, buy R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet, the video, and it's a full video, and it you'll sit there and you'll watch and you'll go, there isn't any way on earth this is not being done by comedians, that this is not, that this is actually
he's
real, no way.
Serious.
There's a little tiny bit of that.
Well, if it ain't Laverne and Shirley, Tina says, hey, Twan, Twan says, bitch, don't hate Twan me.
Yeah, so you got
forgot
that.
About our friend Twan.
Don't hate Twan me.
So you got that.
Well, he's back with a new song called Pregnant, and basically the gist is he's a player. He admits in the first verse of the song that we played for you yesterday that he loves to pick up women in the club and just bang them and then never talk to them again. But something is different about you because you make me want to get you pregnant. I want to put a baby in you, take you home, and put you in my kitchen. That's where we left off yesterday.
Yeah, cutie. Let's see. She was cutie because of her booty.
Right.
And
right.
He's going to put her in his kitchen.
That's right.
And that's where we pick up Pregnant, which is our new favorite song from R. Kelly.
Kitchen. Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant. That's what I told her. You make me want to get you pregnant.
Come on.
Not Kevin. You need a job as a backup singer so you can stand behind
that.
R. Kelly saying,
Knock you up. I love that.
You know, if you walked up to a woman in a club and said that, there's really nothing more romantic.
Would it work?
I want to knock you up.
Right.
Yes.
Girl, I want to get you pregnant?
Yes.
I think we need to send someone out and try that at a bunch of nightclubs.
Mike.
Give it a shot.
All the pretty ladies, please line up right next to me. How'd you like to go on a little trip with your boy Tyree? Raise your hand if you want me to fulfill your fantasies.
All right, now this is where he brings in Tyrese.
Who is Tyrese?
Who you know mainly as an actor. I think.
He's been on a bunch of shows. You would 100% recognize him, Lisa. He's also a model.
Wasn't he like the Diet Coke commercial guy or something? No,
he's
maybe
a super handsome, swole black guy. That's all.
He was in Transformers recently.
And he's also, Transformers. And he's also a singer as well. And I didn't think anyone could be more arrogant than the first verse with R. Kelly. But I love Tyrese, who basically is going in and ordering the women into a lineup, okay? Hey, go ahead and line up, and then we'll decide which one of you gets to fulfill your fantasy by coming home with me.
And this is another thing that blows my mind about this song in particular. All of R. Kelly's songs are crazy, and we've already established that he's nuts. The fact that he roped other artists into this blows my mind. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can have you co-starring in one of my movies.
about your maintenance. I can make you famous. We can pop champagne and get right down to sex. Now I ain't got nothing to do tonight. I got away from my crew. I just want to put something in you, and I can tell that you want it too.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I want to what?
Put a baby in you.
Put some in you?
Yes.
Right.
Put something.
Exactly.
I think, yeah.
But he's going to make
put you
famous.
In my movie.
I got nothing to do tonight.
I can tell you want it too.
Yeah. I got nothing to do tonight. That's romantic.
Wow.
The only look, lady, the only reason I'm even talking to you is because I got a few minutes before my crew gets here, okay?
I've completely run out of things, and now I've got nothing for like 5 minutes, so I'll consider you.
I'll let you
right.
have sex with me to kill the time before my boys get here.
I'm ready, baby, and you're ready, babe. So come on, ladies, just get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, Reese's after party, come on, with us. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You
make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
I like that they have to explain, too, that lay your body down. Because that, I mean, in case you're not clear on how this works.
Hey, I think that's a courtesy if R. Kelly lets you lay down for him instead of just throwing you up against the wall.
That's a good point.
Ooh, this song has got me hungry, baby, baby. So tell me that you want me, baby, baby.
Now, here's what I like. It's not her that has him hungry. It's this song.
I thought he was going to make her go in the kitchen and make him a sandwich. I swear to God. I thought that's where we were going.
Is this the third vocalist?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And who's the
third? Is this Robin Thicke?
Robin Thicke
is the new guy joined it. Yeah.
Who's a white, like, R&B singer?
Are you kidding?
Right.
Who's good?
Nope.
I mean, he's a good singer.
He's got a great voice, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise I will make you mine. In and out of clubs, hanging with chicks, and I don't see nothing wrong with having a kid.
In and around the world,
I'm sorry.
Yes, in and around the world. Meeting chicks, and I don't see nothing wrong with having kids.
But he's only going to love her till the sun comes up.
Not even that long, by the way.
But isn't it awesome?
That what he
yes.
said?
The difference between R. Kelly, who's from like urban Chicago, and Tyrese, and then Robin Thicke comes on, you know, and he's like, "And the sun will come up."
Right, he's all romantic.
We'll drink some cocktails. I'll massage you.
Knock you up.
Sounds like heaven's calling us. And girl, well, it's about making love.
All right, now, there's still 3 more minutes.
Oh,
we can't. We don't have that kind of time.
In this song.
What's left?
I can't imagine.
Only the white guy could pull off making love,
that's
too,
true.
By the way.
He was only the white guy would try.
Tyrese said it's time for sexin'.
Yeah.
Does he end up knocking somebody up by the end of the song? I don't even think I've made it all the way to the end. I actually don't know how it ends.
You'll have to wait. We'll do part 3 tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
Got no choice.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. I'm actually on kevinandbean.com right now, where, by the way, we post new stuff all the time. The new revamped website is awesome. You can see Kevin try to defend soccer on the first page right now of the website. I just posted some video, by the way, that a friend in Norway sent me, Kevin, of a UFO sighting up there that has just got people spinning out trying to figure out what it is.
Bean loves himself the UFOs.
He does.
I do love the UFOs, and I very much want to believe. Dave puts up new pictures every day, new links. Of course, we got the Download Rodeo. We got the Internet Roundup. We got so much stuff every day at kevinandbean.com. You can also follow all of the Morning Show member tweets right there on that page as well. So it's really one-stop shopping for you. And one of the things we're most excited about is turning you on to great links that we find on the Internet that we think you'll enjoy as well. In fact, we call it the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that meet your view. And laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
All right, so you go to kevinandbean.com, you go to Internet Roundup, and then you can see the links. The first one is for the Muppets doing Bohemian Rhapsody, maybe one of the most complex songs that has ever been written in the history of man. And Animal is this particular Muppet that we're going to hear from. Animal, of course, is the wild drummer dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mama!
He doesn't say a lot.
No, he doesn't. I know that you have to be on some sort of drugs, prescription or otherwise, to even work with the Muppets. I know that has got to be one of the surreal, sure, psychedelic experiences of the world. But how baked are you in 2009 to be sitting around in the Muppet Show meeting going, I got it, guys. Remember that Queen song from the 70s? Let's do it.
Do you think it's official or do you think somebody just did it?
I don't know. Wow. Who knows what's going on with those Muppets, but it's funny. It's very funny.
Rachel Bilson's, the Matrix logo is, Lego, by the way, is in there too. You got to watch that. That's mostly visual.
Okay.
Rachel Bilson's deleted sex scene.
Hilarious.
Maybe one of the sexiest things I've ever seen. I mean, you really, really, you need to go and you need to see it.
I decided I'm not comfortable doing nudity.
What are you talking about? It's an art film. At every point an actress does this.
No.
God damn it, Bilson. All right, listen, I'm going to make it work with a body double, all right? I'll cut it together tightly in an elegant lynch.
I'm going to ruin the scene.
I'm going to cut it together very tastefully, all right? Let's go. Let's shoot.
All right, everybody, here we go.
Oh, and the end result's so sexy.
It is beautiful.
So, hey, if you've ever wanted to see Rachel Bilson take her top off, now's your chance.
That's right. You know the Westboro Baptist Church?
Oh,
these are the God hates
the
F word.
People.
Yes, God hates homosexuals.
They're the ones who protest at the funerals of fallen servicemen, right? And they say they deserved it because America supports homosexuality.
They are, without a doubt, maybe the most hateable group in America.
I would agree.
In the world, perhaps. Yeah. But now they're rapping.
And,
really?
And they did a song called Big Fibbin'. And here's a little bit of that.
You know you live like Satan and you want us to live the same way too, but we know what you're in.
Yeah, so that happened.
They're no R. Kelly, I'll tell you that.
Hmm. You know, it's funny because you know they're sitting around going, we need to expand. We need to get into other media. Let's rap. And then everyone goes, yes. That's a great idea. I'm sure you've heard of the next one by now. This is the groom that updates his Facebook at the altar.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting married. Yeah. And he updates it. This is a little bit of that.
And I'll pronounce you husband and wife. Oh, right there. Dana is updating his relationship status on Facebook. I was saying I now pronounce you husband and wife. It's official on Facebook. It's official in my book.
That's one of those things that you do check with the bride ahead of time.
I hope.
Yes. Or you don't get married.
Yeah.
You do sense there's a little bit of a gasp in the audience when he pulls out his BlackBerry at the altar. People are like, oh, my God, what's he doing? But then, obviously, everybody's in on the joke.
Just changing his status from single to married.
That's nice.
That's all.
Which, by the way, Tiger should have done. Maybe we would have got a little fewer messages. Sure. Would have got him in trouble.
And the next one you need to watch all the way through. It is brilliantly done. It looks like it took a tremendous amount of work. And it is 2009 in auto-tune. So basically, they use the auto-tuner, which is the Kanye West, T.I.
Right.
Thing. And they take news clips from 2009, from the year 2009, including Kanye West and Taylor Swift, which is the first clip that you'll hear on stage. The pilot, Sullenberger, that crash-landed the plane, he's in there. Balloon Boy, Falcon is in there.
Wow.
John and Kate are in there. Spencer Pratt is in there. The Octomom.
Oh, this sounds great.
All of these news clips are all put together in a song, and it's called 2009 in auto-tune.
Doing the job we're trained to do. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you. For sure.
I don't trust all of the kids.
You've left your children.
Hey, get out of here.
Are you ready?
It's made up to mom.
I'm really happy for you.
And you can hear Christian Bale in there, too. A lot of stuff. And it's mostly visual, so you don't get a sense of it from that. But do check it out.
That is helpful.
KevinandBean.com. Go to Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean, Internet Roundup.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Earlier in the week, we told you about a new popular program that's airing on a Los Angeles television station and hoping to go nationwide called Cannabis Planet. And it's a miracle when you got all those pot smokers making a TV program that they're able to get it on the air twice a week. But we'll find out how they do it. We talked to the producer coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday. Ralph Garman has joined us, and it's time for another look at the show this week.
I've heard they have high hopes for that show.
Hey.
Oh, lately their audience hungry for more.
Yeah, the TV reporters that cover that story are just...
They're just planting the seed for the TV show to blossom and grow.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
I hear you.
Why do they have to do that? Every time they do a pot story.
I think they really think they're bringing entertainment to the people. I mean, I don't know.
Here's hoping the show doesn't go up in smoke.
I don't know.
You've done a lot of TV work, Ralph. Maybe it's time for you to get on board on that program.
Get on board the pot show?
Pot show, yeah.
Yeah, really. It wouldn't be much of a step down for my career right now. Doing a cable access pot show. You're right in my wheelhouse.
Could be up.
Speaking of work that I do outside the Kevin and Bean Show, for those of you in Southern California, I mentioned that next Wednesday night I was going to do the Adam Carolla holiday podcast that we're doing live in front of an audience at the Irvine Improv down there in Irvine, California.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun.
8 o'clock on Wednesday. Sold out.
Oh, no kidding.
Sold it out. Bum. Sold out. What are you going to do? Sold out.
Right.
Add a second show.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, wow.
We're doing one at 10 o'clock as well. So if you'd like to attend, it's going to be me and Adam Carolla and Matt Money Smith and Petrus Papadakis and Dr. Drew and the Dan Band. It's going to be quite the event. So you go to adamcarolla.com or improv.com for more information on how to buy tickets and whatnot.
Did you see the Carolla news yesterday, by the way? See the honor he got?
I did not.
Nobel Peace Prize?
Apple came out and said that Adam Carolla's podcast was the best podcast of 2009. They had their list of podcasts yesterday. Best of 2009. And he really does do a tremendous job. I miss him very much on the radio, but he does a great job over there at adamcarolla.com. And that live show you're doing sounds like a lot of fun.
Get down! He does do good work over there. Speaking of news, I don't know if you heard, but Giselle and Tom Brady just had their baby.
Oh, is that right?
Happened this morning. Baby boy. The doctor handed it to Brady, and he spiked the baby to stop the clock.
Did he really? Yeah. Wow.
That's not what you want. It was a bad idea, because their heads are soft when they come right out of the oven like that. You got to wait till they harden up. You got to put like a Hershey's Kiss on their forehead, and then it hardens up, and you can eat them.
What are you talking about?
Coming out of the oven.
You think Coach Belichick is happy for Tom, or do you think he's disgusted?
He's
sad
disgusted
over the baby.
Anything, just wasting time having babies when you're not on the field practicing.
How does that help us win?
It's a waste of time to Belichick. That's probably blaming. That's why we're not winning. Women and babies. football. Haley Glassman. Remember her? She was John Gosselin's girlfriend.
Sure.
Well, they've broken up since. And she says that she now regrets dating John Gosselin.
Really? What a surprise. Now?
She found out that what she thought was a real relationship was just John fooling around, playing around. The joke is on me, she said.
Mm.
She said she's really unhappy with the fact that she dated him. It's affected her relationship with her family. And she thinks maybe, just maybe, she's going to move out.
What?
Yeah, that's right. They're still living together.
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
So she might move out after...
Yes.
What?
They're not speaking to each other, but they're still living together.
Wow.
People are effed up.
No kidding.
She deserves everything she gets. More relationship news. Russell Brand and Katy Perry are seriously in love. You believe Russell Brand?
I can't take any more of these stories.
He says the relationship with Katy is the happiest he's ever been. Relaxing. Nice. And they're talking marriage and kids.
No.
Yes.
No. Too soon.
The one thing that's not up for negotiation, Russell says, is where they will live. He insists that Katy move to England because he has a cat named Marcy who wouldn't like to fly to America, he says.
Really?
Well, whatever. By all means, do whatever makes the cat happy.
Whatever the cat wants.
Let the cat rule your life, you smelly, limey bastard.
Doesn't Katy Perry seem like she'd be a good deal?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about how unbelievably hot she is. She has the seemingly the personality and the temperament to look like a woman who would be fun to spend time with.
That's what I'm saying on every level.
Yeah.
She's a winner.
Yeah.
And finally, Kevin can go back to school.
What?
Time for Kevin to get another degree.
I don't want to go back to school.
It's time for you to go. Right. You need to learn some things.
Yeah, you should take away your first one, I'll tell you that. I know that much.
You should get the first degree all over again, quite frankly.
No, my first degree was in English.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Apparently, there is an online curriculum from professors from USC and UCLA here in Southern California that offers you a degree in Lost.
No.
The TV show? You get a degree in the TV show.
Yes, Lisa.
What's the degree?
These are professors on physics, philosophy, and other topics that have been touched on the show and are involved in its mysteries. Perfect for viewers obsessed with finding the hidden meanings and messages in each episode, they claim. You can learn about the subjects that have been important throughout the show's history from real university professors.
And then you can get a job?
These courses are superficial, by the way.
Okay.
The professors actually hand out homework, reading lists, and exams. You have to pass tests in order to pass the curriculum.
And then you get a job?
And then you get a diploma, Lisa. You can get a lost diploma.
And then you can take that someplace to get a job?
Then you go back to your mom's basement and you get on the internet and you tell all your friends on the message board how you have a degree in law.
Okay.
With every diploma, do you also get a star named after you?
No. Here's the thing. You can only take the classes online, and only if you buy the show's fifth season on Blu-ray.
What?
God.
What's
this
happening
the greatest
right now?
Scam ever?
Yes.
You need like a password or something when you sign up on the site. You need a password, a passcode, and that's apparently only in the Blu-ray edition of the fifth season.
What happened?
Available
that's
in storage.
Bizarre.
That is weird.
Remember our dude, our lost dude, we used to talk to?
Sure, William.
William. A guy like him would go nuts on the in the Lost Academy.
He
Lost University. He could teach it. He could be a guest professor.
Yeah.
Wow. Look, I wouldn't have any problem with it if you're taking a physics class for a professor to say, all right, this is what's going on in the show Lost. Is it possible? And tell me how it works. I understand bringing it into the conversation, but not focusing the degree on the program.
No, this is the physics of Lost. It's all physics that only applies to Lost.
I've gotten lost a lot. Is that
the
same?
Yes, you have. Yes, you have, Kevin.
Is that the same deal?
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jesse Metcalf, the hunky gardener from Desperate Housewives. Ladies loved him. And then he quit the show for some reason, or got fired or something. He's not on that show
anymore.
He's
not.
He's 31 years old. Trey Cool of Green Day is 37. Cara DioGuardi, American Idol judge. American Idol's right around the corner. January. You know, it's nice after the holidays you have something else that you can look forward to so you don't get the holiday blues. Because you know right around the corner, after the holidays are over,
something bad,
American Idol starts.
Yes. Everyone has to start somewhere, Kevin.
Nope.
She is 39 years old. Jacob Dylan of The Wallflowers is 40. Brian Bell of Weezer. You like the Weezer? Hey, you like the Weezer? He's 41. Felicity Huffman is 47. Donny Osmond celebrates his 52nd birthday. John Malkovich is 56. And actor Bo Bridges, brother of Jeff Bridges, is 68 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. How to be a Santa Claus, we'll tell you about and talk to the Santa School coming up in a few minutes here. The thing is, Kevin, hear my whole thing. I love the pot, but there's no place to get information on it. Where can I go to find what's new in the world of marijuana?
Boy, I hate it when you set it up like that. Brad Lane is joining us now. Hi, Brad.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Brad.
Brad is the producer of Cannabis Planet.
Mm-hmm.
The best new TV show being produced ever.
The program, as I understand it, airs on Channel 57, and that is a Los Angeles television station. Is that right, Brad?
It is. It's KJLA. It's actually a high-powered independent station. So it's 57, like on the satellites, like Dish Network and DirecTV.
Okay.
And on the cable systems, the channel number varies depending on where you live.
Is it online? Can you watch it online, too?
You can watch it online. That would be cannabisplanet.tv, as in television.
All right.
What I do love, though, is the program, which clearly from the title you can tell is based around pot, airs Friday and Saturday nights at 10:30, which is perfect. I mean, that's exactly when people are going to be revved up and ready to watch a show about pot.
Well, we're trying to bring this show to the mainstream, guys. And, you know, we call it cannabis for a reason, because there's been a lot of disparaging comments in our society over the last 74 years with this prohibition mentality. And, you know, the word marijuana is actually a Spanish-Mexican slang term for cannabis sativa. And that was done as a disparaging act to try to, you know, give this reefer madness mentality to scare everybody about pot and to drive the industrial revolution, you know, their agenda. Randolph Hearst and DuPont, they didn't want cannabis to compete against their products as a natural resource, so they basically went for a slander campaign.
You don't talk like that on the show, because if I'm high, I don't understand any of that. If I'm high, yeah, I'm like, what is this guy saying?
Yeah, you know, it's that's the whole thing. We're trying to bring this to the mainstream. We're trying to legitimize the use of pot or cannabis. You know, mainstream people are smoking pot every day, and it shouldn't be demonized.
It's really the only thing that people break the law on more than speeding.
That is so true.
Really, just it's as if it's been legal everyone's whole life, and it's just absurd that it hasn't come around and been legalized yet, and it's absurd that they put people in jail. Everything about this topic is absurd.
I agree. And Brad, this has been our position for a long time. We are totally 100% with you on this. And I think the discussion that we always end up at is what politician is going to be the one who's willing to get up there and say what everybody else is saying, which is it's a colossal waste of time to track down people who are buying and selling and using pot, and let's just legalize it. Politicians, unfortunately, are, you know, they get elected at the whim of the voters, and there are lots of old people who vote who don't think that way.
You guys hit it on the head. I mean, public opinion is there, and we need to change political policy.
Would you say that it's a chronic situation?
No.
Would you go that far?
Not.
No, Kevin, don't be that guy. Come on.
Where are those little sound effects you guys have? We need that snare drum. If you look at other drugs or whatever that are illegal, you don't have like a crack festival or a methamphetamine festival, but actually there's all sorts of hemp festivals. Oh. Well, there's hemp festivals throughout the nation. And it just goes to show you that public opinion is there. We want this plant legalized. It's just a wonderful natural resource. You know, we're talking a lot about pot, and smoking it is our civil liberty right now in this discussion, but it's an amazing natural resource industrially and agriculturally, and that's another portion of our show. You know, why are we chopping down trees to make paper when we have a renewable natural resource in the cannabis plant?
I want to ask you about that, Brad. I'm so glad you brought that up. And if you're just joining us, Brad Lane is on the phone. He is the producer of Cannabis Planet TV, which is a program that airs on the TV, or you can watch it at that address online. Oftentimes we feel when people start talking about the industrial uses of hemp that it's really a cover. It's a smoke screen for what they really want, which is to smoke it. But you're telling me that there really are way more legitimate uses for the hemp than we are taking advantage of, and that people are kind of afraid of it just because of the association with the plant?
Absolutely. In fact, they're building the first U.S. hemp house right now in North Carolina as we speak. And other countries such as England are way ahead of us on this curve. They have a product called Hempcrete. And you can build these houses or industrial buildings out of these hemp blocks. And it's amazing because it keeps a consistent temperature within the structure, as you know, as an insulation properties of these things. The walls are about a foot thick, and you don't have to heat them, you don't have to cool them, and they do not emit a carbon footprint like concrete. In fact, it absorbs carbon, so it's just much, much better for our environment.
So you're saying when it comes to pot, compared to the rest of the world, America is quite green.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Way well behind the curve, Lisa Marie. I mean, Lisa May, pardon me.
It's funny you bring up the carbon footprint. There's no doubt that Al Gore is stoned. Just watch him give a speech, right? I mean, clearly. Hey, what kind of ratings are you getting on the Cannabis Planet TV show?
We're getting awesome, but we don't have Nielsen ratings on KGLA, but we're getting amazing positive response. I mean, your guys wanting us to be on the show as a result of that. I'm getting emails from all around the world, literally. And within America, from, you know, the demographic, I'm getting calls from 18-year-olds and from 88-year-olds. It's just amazing.
I would love to go through those emails from people who...
the 8-year-olds?
It's Friday night at midnight, and they're baked, and they see the show, and they go, yes, I got to write an email.
Well, you know, there's a lot of sick people, you guys, that are using cannabis as medicine, and that's the part, you know, we're overlooking as well.
Listen, that's the part to me that is the most ridiculous, important. Is if somebody has cancer. Yeah.
Let a doctor decide. If a doctor says, hey, this will help you, and it does, let that be. The government's got no business being involved
in that. That's crazy absurd.
Exactly. Well, especially you turn the TV on, you can't get away from these pharmaceutical ads that in the side effect list is just as long as the day, you know, hallucinations, suicidal thoughts, stomach cramps, this, that, the other. You know, cannabis has none of those side effects, and it's been proven to be a very non-toxic substance, particularly compared to alcohol and tobacco, which are, you know, abundant in our society, and we tax and regulate those substances, and we should tax and regulate cannabis.
hey, any drug that just gives me the munchies, I'm down with, because I love to eat, so it's perfect for me. You know what I'm saying?
Those are the side effects. You get hungry, and then you sleep, and that's, you know, that's wonderful for people that are on chemotherapy. And you know, but about cannabis and as a medicine, we're pretty compassionate as a society, and so it's, oh, if you have cancer, people say, oh, okay, it's okay to use you know, marijuana. But what about for other illnesses? Do we have to be on these drugs that the pharmaceutical companies dictate to us? If you want to have, if you have insomnia and you want to smoke some cannabis to go to sleep, that should be fine. You shouldn't be called a stoner. You should be called a guy that has a, you know, a body chemistry that idles high, and you need to get high to go to sleep.
Hey, let's not act like stoner is a negative, first of all.
Hey, Brad, we're almost out of time here. We're very much enjoying speaking with you, but I have to ask, I don't know if we have the clip up, but the piece that alerted us to the existence of your show is that Channel 7 news report. And the funniest thing in the whole deal was when they said, and you'll hear from our grower, and they show a guy standing in a kitchen or something like that, and he goes,
Yeah, that's Ed Rosenthal.
Ed rules then.
Ed's my favorite. Best.
Ed has sold 2.5 million books, a little book called The Marijuana Grower's Handbook.
Right.
And he's a horticultural legend and an activist in this movement.
And he says you could have pot at every meal of every all week long, right, if you wanted
to. That's our chef.
Oh, that's the chef. Okay.
Michael DeLeo.
All right, so you don't do this on your own. This is clearly a joint venture.
You know, you guys.
Come on.
Work up.
Come on, anyone?
I appreciate it.
Come on.
You know, Kevin, you can't make fun of the Channel 7 guy all day long and then do the same thing. You can't.
Why?
Good question.
Well, because the thing is, you guys, it's a serious topic.
I mean,
getting stoned and getting high as a recreational drug as our civil liberty is one thing, and having safe and legal access to medicine is another thing. And raping our earth of its resources.
Easy there, dude.
You know, it's still a third. So
right,
cannabis
exactly.
is a very powerful tool, industrially, agriculturally, and of course, medicinally.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next governor of the great state of California, Brad Lane, on the phone.
The president of the United States.
Hey, Ralph. Is Ralph around?
He's in the other room.
He's not in the room, so he can hear you, though. Go ahead.
Well, I understand you guys have got a real crappy Christmas party going on.
We
do. You're all a little bitter about it.
Well, I mean, it's in a lobby at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, the normal National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, their Orange County chapter is having a Christmas party this Saturday, and our chef, Michael DeLeo, will be hosting that with cannabis cuisine. So if you guys would like to join us, you're more than welcome.
Yeah,
to
I can't.
Hempy holiday.
Man, Lisa's have a hempy holiday. See what he said?
Have a hempy holiday.
Lisa cannot partake.
She had a pop brownie one time 2 years ago, and she's still recovering from it.
I had a bad reaction.
Yeah, well, the edibles can hit people hard. Everyone's body chemistry is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Sure. All right, we're out of time. Brad Lane, thank you. Cannabis Planet TV. Cannabisplanet.tv is the website. Please watch the show. Please enjoy. Brad, thanks for coming on. Have a hempy holiday yourself, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Seems like a pipe dream just yesterday.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. All right. That's enough.
But
yes!
Then now it's real.
Thanks very kindly. See you guys later.
Okay, bye.
What are you going to do when Santa comes by?
I'm going to say, what's up?
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Time to talk about Santa Claus. You know, you don't just wake up one day, Kevin, and you are Santa Claus.
No, you have to be born Santa Claus. What?
You have to become Santa Claus. You have to go to school to be Santa Claus. That's what we're finding out here today.
Well, there is a school that Ralph found out about a couple days ago. And he came in and said, did you guys hear about the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School? And I, of course, said no.
And I said no.
Lisa said no. And Mike said no. And then Bean says, yes, yes, why? That's the biggest school there is for Santa Claus. Yes, very familiar with it.
Oh,
well, it has been around a long time, and it has become very popular, and it is the go-to place to learn how to be Santa. They teach you all the ins and outs, all the things you need to know about how to do that job.
But it isn't quantum physics. I mean, don't you just have to sit around and go, okay, kids are going to be bratty. You can't say these things to them.
Well,
it does seem pretty simple.
Really, a five-minute conversation. You're ready.
It's funny you should ask, Kevin, because we asked producer Alex to line up an expert for us. In fact, we've got Charles Howard Jr. from the school on the line with us right now on the Kevin Amin Show to tell us what's involved in learning how to be Santa Claus. Hi, Charles. Welcome to the Kevin Amin Show.
Good morning, Kevin Amin. How are you?
Yeah. Well, we're doing great. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
So tell us.
I couldn't be more excited to be talking to you, don't you know?
We appreciate that very much. Tell us about the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School in Midland, Michigan.
Well, my father started this many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was the original Macy's Day Parade Santa Claus.
Oh,
who
no
would
kidding.
Come down at the end of the parade on Thanksgiving and wave to the children.
Right.
How then, about that?
But then from that he said, I need to start a school?
Yeah, to teach other people how to be Santa Claus too, don't you know? And to spread the goodwill that Santa represents. And,
okay.
And once they arrested Dad on those pedophilia charges, we decided to keep the school going.
I see.
Because lawyers are expensive.
Well, I understand that. Now, Charles, my colleagues here, Kevin and Lisa, were scoffing as if there's nothing to learn to be a Santa, but I would imagine that there are many facets of the job the average person just can't step into. You have to learn how to do this stuff if you're going to do it right.
There are lots of elements to being Santa Claus that you wouldn't think of.
Well, there's asking what they want for Christmas.
Sure, yeah. There's that.
And then that, and then there's that.
But what if you're dealing with a handicapped child, maybe a deaf child sitting on your lap? How do you communicate with that child?
Well, that's a good question.
See? So we teach them.
Okay.
To say, Merry Christmas!
That's how you communicate?
What do you want? Merry Christmas!
That's how you communicate with someone who's deaf?
Sure, because they're hard of hearing.
Okay.
I see. Okay. What other kinds of kids might you encounter if you're sitting there in the chair?
Well, we teach you important things like how to get urine out of your Santa Claus suit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
man.
Because those kids are so excited, they just lose control.
Yeah,
I guess so, yeah.
And it gets worse than that, than urine, believe me.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, thank you.
We teach you how to get your beard nice and white and fluffy.
But,
really?
Yeah, because most guys have yellow beards. You know, or gray beards. It's hard to come in pure white.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we teach them how to bleach their beard.
Okay.
For $400.
$400?
Sure. Listen, Santa's got to make a living too, you know.
But can't you just buy a Santa beard for $29?
Oh, you're one of those. You're one of the fake beard people.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I see how you are now.
I'm just saying.
I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
Don't.
With the fake beards. You're like
you hurt his feelings.
Fake beards. Oh, I see.
No, I'm just saying it seems like
I understand.
Cheaper.
How does your wife sleep with you?
Charles, does Santa have to be fat, or are you down with a thin Santa these days in 2009, the health-conscious era that we live in?
No, Santa's got to be jolly and round.
Okay.
Okay.
So
right.
We fatten up our Santas at Santa school.
Oh, so you feed them a lot there, actually.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. We've got a great cafeteria full of carbohydrates and lard.
All right, good.
And we just feed them that by the spoonful. And we give them a lot of dope, too, because they make them hungrier.
Sure.
The more they smoke out.
Oh, now it's starting to sound like a better plan.
And it's easy to go ho, ho, ho.
Now,
stoned out of your mind.
I was going to ask about that because in the article it says there's a real technique to ho, ho, hoing.
That's right.
And no one can just do it.
Just ask Tiger Woods. You got to be careful when you ho, ho, ho.
Excellent point, Charles.
Or you might hit you with a club, club, club.
And no one wants that. This is the Kevin Amin Show. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets for both nights in the pit of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 shows this weekend. We got those for you coming up. Also, what's up with Eddie Vedder getting married? And how about the black perspective on Tiger Woods? We do have the one black listener, Anel. He's going to join us later on today to talk about what they've been saying in the barbershops about the Tiger Woods story as it has unfolded in recent days.
What happened?
Exactly. Excellent point.
But first, we have an email that we need to take care of, a listener who sent us an email saying, I'm a 30-year-old virgin male.
Mm.
Wow, 30. That's pretty, that's later than most.
Yeah.
His name is Mike. He's on the phone. Hi, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Mike? Good morning.
Hi.
Hey. Thanks for joining us. Notice that you wrote to producer Alex, Super Whore, instead of Kevin and Bean. Was that your attempt to break this losing streak you're on?
Well, it's
I guess so, yeah. I don't know if I call it a losing streak. Well, I guess it is a losing streak.
No,
yeah.
It's a major losing streak. Let's be clear on that from the beginning.
You fail. Look, we have this discussion from time to time, and we feel like it's necessary for us to jump in and find out what's going on. With the exception of you've got God reasons, there's no excuse to be 30 and be a virgin, dude.
Is it a religious thing?
No, it's not religious.
It's not. Okay.
So you're just failed.
I'm with Bean then. There's what other reason would there be? I mean, I can understand people who, for their religion, decide that, but you didn't decide that.
No.
Just hasn't been decided for you.
The decisions I've made decided it. I mean, I don't know if you read the email.
I did. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're 5'11", you're 175 pounds, you're intelligent, you're athletic, you're considered attractive, you have body dysmorphia. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, body dysmorphia, I guess, or body dysmorphic disorder.
We've made fun of Mike, Psycho Mike, about this a lot because when he's home by himself, he won't take his shirt off.
Still manages to have sex.
And when he gets in a shower, he'll literally leave his shirt on until the very last second, and then. No, if no one's there, and then take it off and jump in.
Right.
I don't do that.
Which is odd because we've all said if we look like Mike, I wouldn't put a shirt on.
Right. Exactly.
So you're saying you're not as bad as Mike, and yet have not had sex.
Yeah. Well, I probably have other things going on too.
How many eyes do you have? How many eyes?
How many eyes?
Yes.
Well, you didn't send a photo. That concerned us. We thought there's something he's not telling us.
How many arms do you have?
How about a hump?
Photo later.
You have a hump? Do you have a hump? That's a good question.
Do I have a home?
Hump.
A hump.
A hump.
Yeah. You're back.
No hump.
Do you have a tail?
No tail. No tail.
Do you have how many balls?
All right, let's assume. Let's assume, Kevin.
They get there.
Let's assume that he's normal. He's normal looking. Okay, he says better than average. Okay. Right. 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 Would you say that's accurate, Michael? You're better than average looking.
I would say so. Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. You said you may have other things going on besides the body dysmorphia. Let's talk about that. What's going on?
Are you unique?
Well, no. Okay. The issues that can arise from having an issue with my body image, I generally push. I don't let the intimacy level go to a certain point, and I'll generally not engage in activities that would lead to sex.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Do you drink?
I drink about once a week. I go out with my friends and have a beer or two, yeah.
That is a great question. Because honestly, if you get with a woman who's somewhat aggressive and really interested and you have some drinks, it seems like it would just happen.
Yeah. Well, here's the
and you can turn off the lights.
I'm a virgin in the sense that I haven't had intercourse.
Right.
But, I mean, other things. I mean, I've done the oral. And
you have?
Yes, but generally it's with the lights off.
Okay.
And clothes are removed underneath the sheets.
Mike, is this a performance issue? Because I would imagine when you get to a certain age, it becomes quite overwhelming, the fact that you have never done it, and much scarier.
I think that's another issue, too, Lisa, is that the anxiety has been built up for so long, and the anxiety is there. So
are you unbelievably small? Like Tic Tac?
Or the other way?
No. It's
average?
It's standard 6-incher.
Huh.
It's a little thicker around than normal, I guess. Short but thick.
Boy, I was hoping not to have this conversation with any guy today. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for bringing that up.
There's got to be something.
All right. I asked producer Alex to step in. She's the one you sent the email to because Alex is generally pretty good at sizing up situations when it comes to romance and sex and dating. Alex, what's your take? You've heard Michael on the air for a few minutes here. You heard his description. What's going on with him?
I think something happened to him clearly in his childhood. His mother, screwed him up.
Oh, were you touched when you were a kid?
No.
Not touched like molested, but something happened where maybe you're with the guys in the locker room.
And they made fun of him.
Yeah, and you didn't realize it at the time, but now it's in your subconscious. Because
You were always?
Sorry, Alex. Oh, I was always really thin growing up.
So?
I was really, really thin.
Right, but what?
Well, here's the thing. I was really thin. Okay. And I was really self-conscious about it, and everybody was saying how skinny I was.
Right.
And just making fun of, you know, how thin. And so when I started exercising and working out, I never saw what other people saw in terms of fitness.
So you bulked up, and you started looking better, but you still thought of yourself as that skinny guy.
I still looked in the mirror and saw a skinny guy. Right.
Here's what I don't get. Here's what I don't understand. And you kind of threw us for a loop when you said you've kind of done everything. But when you're with the girl and you're under the covers and you're in bed and you're already fooling around,
yeah.
it seems like it wouldn't be that tough to make that next step. I mean, what is it that's stopping you from trying to make that happen when you're already in that situation with a willing, consensual, above-age partner?
That is a good question. I don't know. Just maybe concern. Well, I'm also a perfectionist. So, I mean, one of my concerns is, okay, what if I don't, you know.
Listen, you won't.
Yeah.
Right? Listen, that's the answer to that Michael, question is you
that
won't.
Out of the way.
Michael's the equivalent of a fat girl who had low self-esteem, who got skinny and is cute, but still sees herself as fat.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is what Mike loves.
Yeah.
But, Michael, when you're with these women and they want to go, you know, all the way to home base and you turn them down and you reject them, like, what do they say to you?
F you, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Well, imagine they feel rejected.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, and they get upset, and...
Okay, so don't do that anymore. Right. That's the simple solution. Next time you're in that situation, go ahead and close, dude. That's what we're saying. And don't worry about whether it's good or bad for you or her. Just get it out of the way.
Even easier, just convince yourself 100% it's going to be awful for both of you. So there's no pressure.
Right.
And then if it's any good at all, you'll go, wow, this is great. This is what I've been missing.
And here's the tip, Michael. If the girl's already naked with you, she wants to have sex with you. She's into you. If a girl didn't want you to see her naked, she doesn't take her bra off. So relax. If you've already got her in bed, woohoo!
See, I want to think, but then my body's telling me that, but then my brain...
But we're telling you, you wrote to us for advice, we're giving you advice, we're telling you, now you know what to do next. Do it, all right?
Listen to your penis.
Or... pay for it. One or the other. Go to the Bunny Ranch right outside Reno. Just head over there. There's women there. You can negotiate a price. You can turn off the lights.
That sounds crazy, but you might want to just get past that barrier with a professional girl because you know she won't judge you regardless of how you feel about yourself. If it's in that capacity.
And they don't expect to be pleased.
Exactly, man. No. Maybe that's a good idea.
She can give you some tips.
That's like a mic, right? I mean, my issue, another issue is that I want my first time now to be...
All right, I'm tiring of you.
Now you're like
yeah, you
girl.
Have to let that go.
I'm tired of
you. You got to forget that.
That's a natural feeling, but at this point, you've gotten past where you can make that call. You know, you just got to get it done now.
Yeah. You're not 16. Right. You're a 30-year-old male.
We're out of time. Listen, Gino, we don't have time to go to, but he is going to close this conversation down for us, and that is, Mike, you need to nut up or shut up. One of the two. All right, buddy?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling. Give us a call back next month in January.
Next month.
I want to hear from you, and I want to hear that mission accomplished, okay?
January. All right. I will.
You can do it.
All right, Michael. That's thanks for writing.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Please enjoy.
What's happening here?
All I kept thinking when we were talking to Virgin Michael on the phone is that Ralph must have his murder button disconnected because otherwise he would just drop dead while he was talking to us on the phone.
I was going to come in. It wasn't even worth my time. I was just so furious with that guy. I hate those kind of people. Well, I couldn't do it, and I didn't know if it was going to be any good. And I just, I've done almost everything else. I don't know why I'm a vert. Shut up.
Nut up or shut up, right? Like Cheeto said.
And listen, douchebag, I don't know if it's going to be any good. The worst sex I've ever had was fine. How bad can it be?
Well, good
especially
point.
When you've never had it. Trust me, you'll be fine. You know what?
Murder.
Spend a half an hour taking care of her. Before you need to take care of business.
Right.
She'll be fine letting you do whatever you need to do, and then just get it over with. Just do it and move on and get better at it. The more you do, the better you get.
Good advice.
I don't know. Why? I don't know why. I have body dysmorphic. Shut up. You have body dysmorphic. Shut up. That's what you have. God, I like murder that guy. But I was like, no, I'm not going to go in because I don't want to spew my bile, and here I am spewing it.
Murder.
That's what you need, the murder button. All right, it's Wednesday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us at this time each hour with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Congratulations to Tom Brady, quarterback for the New England Patriots, and Gisele Bündchen, supermodel for the Victoria's Secrets. They had a baby boy early this morning. Well, she did. He stood by. No word yet on what the baby's name is going to be, but inside sources say they might name the baby Bill after Bill Belichick.
No.
Because apparently the baby is a crybaby and is not happy to be alive.
Okay. I thought you were serious for a second. I was like, no way.
I'm never serious, Kevin.
That's true.
You know that by now. Tiger Woods.
What?
The list of girls he likes to step out with is getting longer and longer and longer.
Unbelievable.
Is this all happening because he made an offer to pay the first one, do you think?
Oh, good point,
because
Kevin.
That's different than most celebrities. They don't. I mean, if they start smelling money in the water, they're going to start coming out of the woodwork.
I don't think that's the case here. I really don't. I think he... See, here's the thing. Usually it's a celebrity who bangs one person one time, and that becomes an event. He was having sex with these women for 1-2 years at a stretch.
Yeah.
These were full-blown relationships. So everyone involved with those people in the course of those 2 years... All the friends and the hanger-ons and the waiters and waitresses who saw them out together and the people who helped cover up the situation, they're all picking up the phone and calling the Us Weeklies and the TMZs and saying, all right, finally I can talk about it. I saw him with this person at this time, such and such and such. I think a lot of these women aren't even outing themselves. I think they're being outed.
It's amazing how prolific he's been, and we're only now finding out.
Yes.
Yeah. Although Lightning, who you know runs the website, he's got friends who said common knowledge in their circle that Tiger's been doing this for at least 3 years. I mean, they knew all about it, but obviously,
but they just didn't go to the press with it.
Right.
What are you eating over there?
Broccoli.
What is that smell? Sweet Jesus!
It is not a
broccoli.
Good smell.
Wow,
Lisa.
I thought I was having a stroke or something.
I do it every day.
Happening.
You don't usually smell it.
Well,
that's what she said.
My goodness. Man, I thought somebody had, it was a rotting turnip somewhere in the room.
I put the lid on. It'll be fine.
So we have two more names for Tiger's Mistress List.
Yes.
All right.
Can't wait.
Both adult actresses, both porn stars. Jocelyn James is one.
Yeah.
She was a 39-year-old adult actress who has starred in such movies as Big Tops 2 and Seymour Butts, Jenna 9.5.
Okay.
I don't know who Jen is, but she's sporting 9.5. I don't want to be anywhere near her. Another actress, Holly Sampson is her name. She's a very attractive blonde, 36 years old, has worked in Cougars in Heat, Diary of a Horny Housewife, Emmanuel in Paris, and Something Dumpster. What kind of dumpster, Ralph? I'm not sure.
Does it rhyme with the first part of dumpster?
Yes. Rhymes with dumb. Of dumpster.
That's a sexy title. You know, more mistresses means more Tiger Woods voicemails.
Hey, it's Tiger. You did me a huge favor. Please, you gotta do this for me. Can you take your name off your phone? My wife has my phone, and maybe call me. Take your name off your phone. You gotta do this for me. Just have a nice number. Take your name off your phone.
I guess what we're saying is everything is better in a slow jam. That's all.
That's so
look for Tiger's next hit.
And by the way, if you're out there and you haven't come out yet, that's to you too. Tiger is asking you, please take your name off your phone.
Yeah. Or give us a call and come out here on the show. We can use the press,
either
quite
way.
Frankly.
Sure, either way.
One of the first 10 we learned about, Jamie Jungers.
Mm-hmm.
She worked for for Trashy Lingerie as a trashy girl.
Right.
Right.
She would show up at your party dressed up trashy in lingerie and hang out. Apparently, she was the beneficiary of a several thousand dollar thigh liposuction procedure that Tiger paid for
her. Yeah!
Wow!
He's generous as well.
Huh.
As a excellent lover.
I wonder if he suggested that or she did.
Stylin', the Lifestyle Magazine reports that she needed it, and he said no problem, wrote her a check for the lipo.
I'm surprised he would bother fixing up one of the girls rather than just get another one.
Move on?
Yeah.
I think he did both.
Yeah,
I think he fixed her and got another one. They're not mutually exclusive. Today's celebrity birthday. Oh, before I do that, I want to give away some tickets real quick to our special advanced screening of Avatar.
Can't wait.
Get to see the movie before anybody else if you're one of the lucky callers. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. The first 5 callers to get through will win a 4-pack of tickets to take you and 3 friends to the special advanced screening of Avatar. You get to see it before anybody else, so call now.
Who's the director of that film, Ruff? I'm not familiar with the...
I think it's James Cameron, but I can't remember what else he directed. What
are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's
pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got? Kevin's attitude.
What happened?
Kevin's not impressed. Exactly.
No, it's not that.
Kevin, Malibu Kevin over there.
Come on.
Playing poker with the rich and famous.
Come on.
Surfing with, you know, Clooney.
You guys know I'm not.
Kevin's not impressed by Cameron.
I'm not a
dick like that.
Having helicopters in to the big winter concert.
Stop it.
Dropping gold coins wherever he goes, like he's at Mardi Gras 24/7.
Kevin does make it rain wherever he goes. That's true.
Cameron bores him. Cameron's boring to the likes of Kevin.
I don't know who you're talking about, but I wish I was him.
You are
That'd
him.
That'd be cool.
I love Malibu Kevin. That's got to be his new name.
Malibu Kevin. Wakes up just throwing strawberry ice cream at people. He doesn't care, man. He's got all the coin in the world. He doesn't need to worry about that stuff.
Wonders if there's poor people to do experiments on.
That's right.
What, the test cosmetics on the poor? That's our Malibu Kevin right there.
That was a joke gone awry.
Do you have any poor people to
come on now?
Test that stuff on?
How did this turn on me?
Just saying, man.
I'm just saying.
Don't care about no Cameron.
How are you going to treat me like that?
Celebrity birthdays. Beau Bridges is 68 years old today. Actor John Malkovich is 56. Donny Osmond, who most recently won Dancing with the Stars, is 52. Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives. She is 47. Also the wife of William Macy.
Mm-hmm.
William H. Macy, very talented actor. Brian Bell of Weezer is 41. Jacob Dylan, son of Bob Dylan, lead singer and guitarist for the Wallflowers, is 40 years old. Cara DioGuardi is 39. Trey Cool of Green Day is 37. And Jesse Metcalf from Desperate Housewives is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Here's a personal note to our favorite Kevin and Bean listener, DeJuan. We received your text message that last night's 902.1 episode was great and lovely. We got it, and we appreciate the update. Thank you, but you can stop sending it. 25 times now, DeJuan has texted me that this morning.
Did you respond?
I have not.
Well, then what?
That's why he keeps doing it.
I'm responding. What am I supposed to say to last night's 902.1 episode was great and lovely?
Glad
what am
you
I supposed to say
it.
That?
Cool.
Just glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm telling DeJuan that right now. Thank you for the text received.
You are a dick.
Very busy. Very busy man.
All right. Let's talk about the story that Ralph brought up in his showbiz a couple days ago. The Star is reporting that Jennifer Love Hewitt, who is dating Jamie Kennedy.
Which I do not understand.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Apparently, he had a Phillies jersey, a Philadelphia Phillies jersey, with some of the players' signatures on it.
Okay.
They won the World Series, not the most recent Yankees one, but the year before. They won the World Series, and he got a T-shirt signed by the members of that winning team.
Paid $3,000 for it, but
okay.
Got it autographed. She said, I'm going to do the nice thing, and I'm going to wash this for him.
Uh-oh.
Do you not ever wash those?
So
is that how that works?
Something signed, no. Okay. You don't ever wear it, and you don't ever wash it.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. I don't have anything signed.
Something like that, you put it in a case on the wall. That's why you have it.
So she washed it, and it cleaned it quite well.
It cleaned up good?
turned out there were no signatures.
It's like they were never there.
There were zero signatures on it now.
Oh, so now man. It's just a $3,000 Phillies T-shirt.
Right. So then she handed him and said, look what I did. Mm. Now, at that point, he's got to understand she meant well, right?
Yeah.
But you're really bummed.
But he's going to cry first.
Really, you're going to sob.
Yeah.
So what we thought we'd do is take some calls from you at 1-800-520-1067. And let us know... Your significant other accidentally ruined something that was really important to you.
Women are good for nothing, aren't they?
Yeah, you got that right.
We are going to clear the lines, by the way. Teresa Magnugian, won the tickets for both nights in the pit of the Almost Acoustic Christmas show. So we are done with that for this hour. So the lines are now open and available for you for what did a woman ruin of yours? What stuff do you have that a woman screwed up?
Well, I think it's significant other because guys do it too.
But what are the chances?
Of course.
Really,
stop it. A lot.
Why do women
often does that happen? I'm just saying, in real life, though, how often does it? What was the last time you screwed up something of your wife's, Kevin? Come on.
The list is too long to mention. It's not the wash, but everything else I screw up. But so it could either be that you did it to your significant other or they did it to you. Either way, you erase something or erase
that's a good one.
A hard drive computer, whatever. I mean,
whatever
it happens to be, taped over videotapes of them when they were a kid. Anything that was important that was destroyed accidentally, not because you got in a fight, not because you're breaking up.
Right. You screwed
up. It was meant to be a gift. They came to you and they said, look at what I've done. This should make you happy. And then he says, but where did the signatures go?
Where did those go? See, are they still in the washing machine?
This is why he should be dating Alyssa Milano, a hardcore baseball fan, instead of Jennifer Love Hewitt, who doesn't know the difference between the Phillies and the Pirates, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? It's not just that. I mean, any signature, wouldn't you think, like, twice before washing?
I guess, but maybe it was just all wadded up, and maybe it just looked like more dirty laundry.
Yeah, I'm guessing possible. Not.
By the way, before we go to your calls at 1-800-520-1067, we had a caller just this morning. By coincidence, we were planning on talking about this anyway, but we had a caller this morning about a guy who lost his own cell phone in the toilet, left it there, borrowed his girlfriend's toilet, promptly dropped it in a puddle. So screwed up her phone too. So she could be calling right now saying, yeah, I gave my boyfriend my phone. Next thing I know, it's in a puddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not good. Let's begin with Alex. We're getting a lot of calls. You know this one is going to blow up because people make mistakes all the time. It's so easy to do. Alex, hi.
Yeah, I came home, played up my guitar. It was a $1,000 guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't play it. Couldn't. For some reason, decided that it was I needed to tune it.
Mm-hmm.
Tune it and looked at the head, and the head was cracked.
Okay.
And my girlfriend later said that she knocked it over.
Oh, but so you didn't have any sign? You didn't know she did it? You didn't know that it had happened or that it had been touched?
She figured that, you know, I broke it myself.
Oh, I see. But listen, if I'm in her shoes, that's my call.
Me too.
You got a 50-50 shot.
It was a $500 fix to fix it.
Yeah.
Wow. Ouch. Interesting that a woman would do something like that. All right, thank you very much for the call. Let's try Javier. Javier is on line 7. He's got something in common with Jamie Kennedy. Hi, Javier. Welcome to the Kevin DeMene Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
What happened?
This is West Covina!
Wow! West Covina represent. How about that? Thank you for the call. Ray is on line 8. Hi, Ray. Thanks for calling. Welcome to the Kevin DeMene Show.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what happened?
I was saying, back in the days when I first got together with my ex, I'm 40 now. She was 17 then. Mm-hmm. I was 18, 19.
Right.
She moved in, and I had my citizenship certificate. Back then, how would I know the days you were going to need it? I'm 40 now, like I said.
Right.
I can't leave the country. If I try leaving, going to TJ, that's where all my family is. I was born in TJ. If I try to come back, I'm not going to be able to.
Right.
So
well, what happened to the paperwork?
It was on my big dumb butt. I had it folded inside of a credit card application. And when we first got together, she moved in with me. She got, and I knocked her up and such, you know, all that.
Sure, yeah. You know all that.
You're good at telling stories.
Yeah.
So, in other words, she threw out something that she thought was just junk mail and your citizenship papers. That's on you, my friend.
No, but I mean, I'm
Ray,
stuck here now.
That's on you.
But Ray, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, you're a dumbass.
Because if it's important, you don't wrap it in a credit card junk mail.
I didn't know it wasn't that important back then.
On you,
well,
Ray.
Then neither did she.
Nope, it's on you, dude. All right,
sorry.
Thank you for the call. Go Raiders. All right, one more before the break. It's got to be Jennifer on line 1, 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about what your significant other destroyed of yours by accident. Jennifer, welcome to the show. What happened?
Hi, good morning. My husband decided to clean up our desk area, and I had some stuff sitting aside to be scanned,
right.
And he shredded my baby's ultrasound pictures.
Oh, no.
Your baby's ultrasound picture. So when they
was it his baby also?
Yes.
Okay, I was just wondering with the my baby. I was wondering if maybe that was part of the problem, not his.
So you left that on the desk?
It was in my body, so.
Sure. You left that on the desk so that you could scan it into your computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he thought it was trash and threw it away. Did he not look at it?
Yeah, apparently not. And so then I noticed they were gone, and I was picking them apart, and I tried desperately to, like, piece all the pieces back together, and that didn't work.
Did he try to help you look and all that stuff, like he was trying to just pass it off?
Yeah, no. He tried desperately. He felt terrible about it.
Hey, is that the type of thing that the hospital saves a copy of also, or no, they just print it out, and then it's gone from their records?
Done and gone.
Yeah.
And gone.
All right, good times.
Irreplaceable.
And he's still your husband?
Times.
What's that?
He's still your husband?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, for now.
She's thrilled. All right. Thank you, Jennifer, for calling. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. More calls next.
Hey!
That one doesn't
fit.
No.
Fit there.
No.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 28 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. We are taking your calls today. Your significant other destroyed something of value of yours. Not on purpose. Here's a great example. Benny emails, I collected some newspapers from 9/11. I wanted to have them for my son when he got older. He was only 3 months old at the time it happened. Well, my dumb now ex-girlfriend, it turns out, used them to line the bird cage. They were all chewed up, covered in bird poop, totally ruined. No good. Fail.
Yeah.
Wow. So at least that's just newspapers, but some of the stories that people have had already, and we're getting ready to take some more calls at 1-800-520-1067. People ruin some valuable stuff.
Yeah, and it's accidental. You know they're doing it because they love you. They're trying to help. You know, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
And then you have to go, okay, that's all right. Mike is on the line. He has a story about his girlfriend. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, Psycho Mike.
Hey.
So like on an 8th grade field trip to Washington, D.C., we got our T-shirt signed by President Bill Clinton, best president in the world. And about 5 years later, it was folded up, and it got washed by my girlfriend. Mm. And I'm never going to be able to get it back.
And no more Bill Clinton signature?
No. Everybody knows Bill Clinton is the best, right?
I love him.
Yeah, he's great. He loves girls, too.
He does love girls. That's right.
He sure
does. Not your girl, but...
Thank you for the call. Let's try Ed. He's on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Interesting, by the way, how many of these are women who did the ruining stuff? I'm just noticing a trend. That's all I'm saying.
For those of you that are relatively new to the show, Bean can't figure out for the life of him why all women hate him instantly.
Yeah, and now you know.
But he still doesn't. All right, let's go to Ed. Hi, Ed.
Hello. Hi, Lisa Main, Kevin Bean. How you doing?
Good.
Good, thanks. What happened?
I studied for 10 years to take my state licensing exam for land surveying.
Right.
And after I passed my exam, I put all my data and books and everything I studied with for 10 years in the closet to take a break. And I needed it about a few months later, and it was gone. She threw it all away.
10 years of paperwork.
She thought it was clutter.
Thrown away.
I've only cussed at my wife twice, and that was the first time. I need that stuff.
Yeah.
10 years.
That's a lot of work down the tubes.
It take you 10 years, Ed, to do that?
Yes, it did.
Isn't that unusually slow, I think, is Lisa's question?
What's that?
Isn't that unusually slow?
Oh, well, I was married, had 4 kids, and I only studied about 3 or 4 hours every night. That's all I had.
Three or four hours every night for 10 years.
And then she tossed it out. Excellent.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Let's go to Carla. Carla is on line 5. Finally, we talked to a woman. I knew if we stayed on the phone long enough, we'd get one. Hi, Carla. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Carla.
I actually ruined it, so that doesn't help.
You ruined what?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I took my boyfriend to Comic-Con, and I went to put away my contacts. I took out the right one, washed it out, and then I realized it was his contact case.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, crap. And the next day we were going to Comic-Con. So the entire time, he had one contact, and he started getting a headache because he has terrible vision. So
right.
He was like, oh, I'm so happy we're here, except I can't see anything. And so I felt terrible, and now he gives me crap for it all the time. He's like, I can't wait for Comic-Con. Hopefully you don't throw my contacts out this time. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's funny. See, here's why women do a majority of these things, because they are thoughtful.
Well, they're trying to clean stuff up
Guys don't really try to help much.
Exactly.
But, I mean, the fact that you took him to Comic-Con, that's very cool for a girlfriend.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it.
You made sure he couldn't see when he got there, but...
just leave him at home next time.
Class half full.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's try Brenda real quick. I know we're almost out of time here. We got a great Eddie Vedder story coming up for you in about 10 minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, before I met my husband, I had a cat, and we got married, and he was outside leaving one day with my son in the car, and all of a sudden I hear screaming from the neighbors, and they're saying, go forward, no, go back, go forward.
Oh, no. Can that ever be good?
No. Anyways, needless to say, the cat actually ran under the neighbor's house, and he took off with my son. He didn't even stick around to help find the cat.
Wait, the cat took off with your son?
Cat. No, he ran over the cat with his car?
Right. And then the cat, once he was off the cat, the cat limped underneath the neighbor's house.
And your husband took off?
Did your husband not know that he had run over your cat?
Oh, no, he did.
He did.
He was in a hurry, man.
Is it possible that he did it on purpose because cats suck?
He doesn't like cats.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, too bad. I wish we had time for more call, but we're being played off, Brenda. Thanks for dialing. Oh, the keyboard cat.
By the way, speaking of the music that we play here on the Kevin and Bean Show, one of our favorites, Eddie Vedder, recently got engaged. They've been together for, what did we hear? Was it like 9 years, something like that? Already had a kid together, finally got engaged.
They have two kids. They have a 5-year-old and they have a 15-month-old.
So we haven't spoken with Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam in a long time, so we thought we'd get him on the phone here and find out, you know, all the details of the happy engagement. Hi, Eddie. Welcome back.
Yeah, man.
Hey. How are you, dude?
You know, things are good, man. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on the new engagement. I know, unfortunately, you had one marriage not work out, but it seems like you're off to a good start with this one.
You know, I just, man, sure.
Yeah. Now, this happened, if I read correctly, this happened in Washington, D.C. when you were at the Kennedy Center Honors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, I want to get engaged because, man, George Bush has gotten us into two farcical wars that are deadly and quagmires, and there's no escape, and the killing will continue.
But wait, that doesn't have anything to do with what was going on at the Kennedy Center with President Obama honoring Mel Brooks and Bruce Springsteen.
Whatever, man. You know how many people are going to die in Sri Lanka today, man, for, you know, tribal infighting between the Tamil Tigers?
No. What?
Actually, I really haven't been following the Sri Lanka.
That's because you're just a puppet for a government run by corporate greed.
Well, that could be. It's very possible if that's true. Now, how did you ask Jill to marry you? Is it a good story? I mean, did you do something super romantic? Or?
Well, sitting at the Kennedy Center, man, and I was, I said, how many little girls are going to be slaughtered today in the Congo for blood diamonds?
Wait a minute. That is
very sexy.
That was the opening to your...
She said, I know, it's very serious. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. I was like, hey, you want to get married before this world is rendered useless by global warming?
Right.
And she said, sure.
So, you're pretty romantic. Are you giving your kids, your 5-year-old and your 15-month-old, some encouragement, some positive things that they can look forward to when they grow up? Or are you all gloom and doom around the house?
Usually, I mean, I have to say, I have to keep my mind sharp and on the important things in the world.
Right, but like, with a 5-year-old.
Pharmaceutical companies using us for their own profit.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to, you know, the happier side of the world, I usually reserve that for my art, so I wrote my child a song.
Oh.
I'm actually in my own little home studio sipping on some chai. I could play it for you right now.
Absolutely.
So, oh, new Pearl Jam? Are you kidding me? We'd love to hear
this.
This
is not a solo song. This is going to be a Pearl Jam song. Let me get my guitar here.
Okay.
Sounds good. Eddie, I'm sorry to interrupt. Are there words or? It just sounds like mumbling. I don't know if it's the connection. Or...
Is that it?
Was that it?
That's what I got so far. So.
We thought you were just tuning up. We were ready for you to start singing.
Are you kidding me? I belted it out.
You know, I was just thinking, we shouldn't call him Tiger anymore. We should call him Cheetah. Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. Apparently
that's
he
why
did.
You don't have a radio show.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of Tiger Woods, Ralph is here with all that's new in showbiz, which seems to be all Tiger Woods all the time, if you turn on your television lately.
Yeah, we started with 7 mistresses, then yesterday we jumped to 10. Today we've got 12. Numbers 11 and 12 being adult film actresses. One who is apparently quite proud of her achievement as Tiger's longtime sex partner. Jocelyn James is her name. She is 39 years old, and she is rough.
What happened?
Really? Bad choice?
Bad choice. There's a lot of great porn stars out there.
Yeah, sure.
Good-looking, sexy porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
Jocelyn James is not one of them.
Hmm.
She posted on her Facebook page, however, that a lot of women are jealous, and they want to be her. in reference to her long-time relationship with Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Another porn star named Holly Sampson, 36 years old, is not as forthcoming about her relationship. She has not talked about it. In fact, via her lawyer says she will not be making a statement regarding her relationship with Tiger Woods. But people have outed her, saying they did get together, they did have sex, including her husband.
Her husband?
Her husband is claiming that his marriage to Holly fell apart because she was seeing Tiger. The marriage lasted only 5 months, claims Carl Larson, a photographer, because Tiger kept requesting to be with her, and the pressure of those requests ended their marriage.
Yeah.
How does Tiger have time? I mean, imagine his appointment calendar. How does he have time to see that many women over that period of time?
Listen, how many majors are there a year? How many golf tournaments are there? Four?
He's probably in about 8 or 10, I would imagine.
I don't think he's in 10 tournaments a year.
No,
really,
you got to remember the overseas ones, though.
They all want him for TV ratings. They all want him.
I don't think he does 10 tournaments a year. I really don't.
But he'll go to, like, Dubai and play for a weekend or something that's not even televised. That's just a huge...
Right,
they pay him $1 million.
Even a tournament, they pay him $1 million
to show up.
How long does a tournament last?
A week?
It's like a weekend. Yeah.
Three days. 3-4 days, maybe.
So, let's say he does 10.
Yeah.
He's working 30 days out of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time
to fly around
and screw off.
That's true.
What are you hearing about Tiger's Wood, by the way? Are people giving details about what he's like?
Easy.
What? I'm asking because...
I want to know more about his penis.
and his sexual prowess. That's one of the questions they usually ask women who are involved in famous people is, how was he? I'm just surprised we haven't heard more of that dirty side of the story.
You look into that yourself, and then you can placate your wood lust. Some of us aren't interested in Tiger's club.
I know he's half Asian, half black.
I know
you,
when you're a woman.
Half Asian, half black. I'm just wondering which half is which. That's all. I'm just saying.
Ready for some bizarre relationship news?
Sure.
Okay.
You're not going to believe Hollywood's latest couple. This is according to E! News. Jessica Simpson's got a new boyfriend.
Really?
Billy Corgan.
No!
What? From Smashing Pumpkins.
No!
That's not possible.
It absolutely is possible. She has fallen hard and is smitten, a source tells E! News, saying that the 29-year-old Simpson and the 42-year-old Billy Corgan are officially dating.
No.
No.
That's wrong.
But...
Right?
There's no way they're a couple.
No friggin' way.
Well, E! News begs to differ, Kevin.
Wow.
And have you seen the latest photos of Kay Fed and his girlfriend, Victoria Prince?
No.
By the way, I'm amazed that relationship has lasted as long as it has.
How long has it lasted?
Volleyball player Victoria Prince and Kevin Fernandez, they've been together for like a year now.
Wow.
Yeah. Photos of them coming out of a local supermarket in Los Angeles. Now, keep in mind, Kay Fed is...
Fat.
Fat.
Mm-hmm.
And is on Celebrity Fit Club, right? He's joined that cast to lose a bunch of weight.
You've got a weight problem, and you know it.
Photos of him and his girlfriend leaving a local Los Angeles supermarket with nothing but bags of eggnog. Just bags and bags of eggnog.
Hmm.
Yes, the perfect drink for when you're trying to lose those pounds.
Yeah.
Just sit down and watch A Very Peanuts Christmas, swilling a carton of eggnog.
That's it? Nothing else?
Just eggnog. Hmm. They wanted some eggnog, and they got
Well, he's got liquor at home, probably, to mix it with.
Oh,
so.
You know, the wife said to me, buy some eggnog this week. I was like, I can't, because I'll drink a carton in a day.
Yeah.
I'll just sit there and just drink eggnog all day.
Eggnog's the best.
I love eggnog. I love it so much. And it is horrible for you, and will make you fat. So I have to buy just a little bit of it just before, like, Christmas, just at the holiday season.
Taste.
Then whatever I drink, boom, that's it. I can't get any more. Because if I start buying it now, it'll be like crack. I'll have it through March.
I can verify that eggnog makes you fat, by the way. That's definitely a contributor to my fine physique.
And you know what makes you want eggnog? Smoking weed. So yes. K-Fed's got it all.
He's got it all. And lastly, in relationship news... How many times have we heard this? George Clooney has finally found Ms. Wright.
Yeah.
This is the one.
Sure. Is this the Italian
This
one?
Is the one.
Right.
Elisabetta Canalis.
Bet she's hot.
She's smoking hot.
Of course.
She is diabolical. She's Italian. She works on TV there in Italy. They fell in love in Italy. She has since moved here to Los Angeles. You know she's sticking around because she got a puppy. She adopted a puppy.
Oh.
She's living in George's house.
Is he there?
He's there as well.
Okay.
He lets her drive his Porsche, by the way. That is love.
Yeah, not if you have four.
That's true. Here's what makes me think maybe this may be a serious relationship. His longtime friend Cindy Crawford, you know, he's close with her and her husband Gerber.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Randy
Gerber. She said publicly that she thinks this and the latest in a long line of ladies is the one for George. She's given her stamp of approval. She thinks they're the real deal.
Well,
so who knows?
You know what's weird? Why is everyone so obsessed with this one being the one?
They can't wait to marry him off.
Right.
They're desperately in need of him getting off the market.
That's just the story that won't end. Everyone he dates is the one.
Yeah.
Why don't they just let him not get married?
Because they want him to be miserable like the rest of us. We're all jealous of George's freedom and long line of smoking hot babes.
Right. How old is he, Ralph? About 45 or something?
I think he's 46, 47.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks better than any of us ever have or ever will.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, why would he get married? He's freaking George Clooney.
Funny, in his new movie, Up in the Air, he plays a guy who doesn't want to get married and have kids.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah, and it's his best performance ever. But it's funny, he says that he has never worn makeup in movies. He doesn't put anything on.
That's him.
I didn't know that.
Doesn't everyone have to?
He's never worn, no, apparently he doesn't.
But I thought everyone, other than him, doesn't everyone?
Everyone does, but he doesn't.
He has never worn makeup
in his movies. But he said now that he's getting older, he's starting to look up the screen saying, yeah, I might have to start wearing some makeup now. Finally, at 46, he started to maybe not look amazing.
Without makeup on camera.
Screw you!
Wow!
I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Love it.
Especially since Jason Reitman. I mean, he's 3 for 3, as I understand, as a director. But I love the clip that they show in the commercial where the girl he's traveling with is saying on the phone to her friend, oh, I don't think of him like that. He's old.
Yeah.
Because he's George Clooney, but I guess, yeah, he is 46 years old. And some women say they wouldn't date a 46-year-old until it's George Clooney.
This is why Clooney's a genius, because he is embracing his age. He's getting older, and he's just living it. He's not one of these guys who is desperately trying to look 25. Right. He's not dyeing his hair, and he's not wearing Affliction t-shirts and earrings.
Right. But he doesn't need to. He hit the DNA lottery.
I know, but
it would be easy to not.
He's so talented and graceful. He'll be like Cary Grant, one of these great movie stars who will be in his 50s and 60s still playing leads in movies because he's charismatic and he's willing to play his age.
Would you marry him if you could?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's the best person on earth.
I mean, you look like guys like Burt Reynolds, who refuse to ever get any older.
Yeah.
He looks like an ass with that toupee and the facelifts and everything else. And Stallone, who still dyes his hair jet black at 70 or whatever he is. He just looks like a fool.
Luckily, I've never had to dye my hair.
See, Gene Simmons, for example, never had to dye his hair.
I've been lucky enough to grow gracefully and keep my natural hair color and skin.
That's right. Gene Simmons just naturally has that jet black hair helmet.
That's true.
They had when he was a baby.
No facelift, nothing.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Beau Bridges is 68 years old today. John Malkovich is 56. Donny Osmond celebrates not only his big win on Dancing with the Stars, but his 52nd birthday today. Felicity Huffman is 47. Brian Bell of Weezer, 41 years old. Jacob Dylan of the Wallflowers is 40. American Idol judge Cara DioGuardi, 39 years old. Trey Cool of Green Day is 37. And Jesse Metcalf, formerly of Desperate Housewives, is 31st. They're all celebrating birthdays on this, the December 9th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That happened. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 16 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. I'm not sure why, as we review the tapes, you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show.
This show sucks.
But at least we have an opportunity for take two. As Kevin and Bean once again present, would you like to take that back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
We're doing, 5 hours live every day, and not every word that comes out of all of our mouths is gold. Some of it, upon review, is sent back.
Well, 2020 hindsight, you look at it and you go, well, you know, I heard it in my head. It sounded funny. And then I said
it.
And
then it came out.
And the response was okay. Less than legendary.
Yeah, we keep the receipts on everything we say so we can return it if we want to.
So the first one is Bean, hard to believe.
Uh-huh.
Bean, by the way, most of them.
I think the reason we invented this segment was for Bean, quite frankly.
How dare you? How dare you?
So we're playing a game, and we introduce Ronnie, and I say what he does for a living, and then Bean comes back with the hilarious comedy. All right, let's go to Ronnie, who is a construction worker. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I liked the Indian better in your band. All right, Ronnie, listen up. The kids from the original Beverly Hills. What?
Would you like to take that back?
Wow. First of all, it was a Village People reference.
Yeah, we know. We got it.
Oh, first of all.
Wait a minute. That's our point.
They're the band that did.
Right? It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
We have a philosophical problem here, and that is that Bean thinks that people don't understand the joke.
Because if they did, then they would totally appreciate it.
So what I'd like to suggest is that all of these are a given that we all get. We know the reference. We know why you said it. We know where it came from. We're asking if you wish it didn't come out of your mouth.
So he said construction worker. I said Indian. You want me to take that back? All right, I'll take that one back.
It's a Village People reference.
Yeah, I'll take it back.
It wasn't even like the guy he's from a village.
Right.
It was he skipped over a step to get to it and everything.
It was in the middle of a game about something else.
It was horrible.
Would you like to take that back?
Okay, so
all right, I took it back.
All right, this is me, unfortunately.
And, Aaron Carter is 22 years old today. Sherry Appleby from Roswell is 31 years old.
I like her restaurant.
Buffalo Bills wide receiver.
Just say it.
Would you like to take that back?
The Sherry Appleby from Roswell.
I kind of liked it.
Oh, my God.
And the problem is...
You already took it back yesterday.
Look, my standing policy, as you know, I'm the only one on the show that has a standing policy of I'll take it all back because I am not positive and I probably am the one who is the worst at it.
Right.
That's pretty good. I kind of like
what?
That. Because
you mean in the universe of Kevin? Yeah. That's pretty good.
In my universe.
That's as good as he can come
look,
up with.
He did
but the showbiz.
He has a point.
He did the showbiz be like four times that day and had already mentioned her, and that joke came to me every time, and I fought it, but then I just couldn't because it was too good.
But let me ask you this. If my reference and the way that I got to it was too indirect, was too obtuse, isn't yours a little bit too on point? I mean, Appleby, her name is Appleby. There's no pun required there. It's just saying a restaurant is named after the same name as her.
All right, so you're saying it's too on point.
I'm just suggesting that maybe you might consider that when you decide whether to take it back or not.
I'd like to not.
Nice.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
nice.
You don't have to.
Look, we can't stand by it. If you want to stand by it, if you want that going on your permanent record, then fine. That's how you want to be.
One day you're going to be
dossier.
In my world, that's not bad.
Fine. It's marked down. We've got it in your dossier. All
right. And you're gonna remember this conversation one day when you're looking for another job and they bring that up.
When you're going,
you didn't take that back.
You're trying to buy your next car and they pull out your credit report and they see that on there. Don't blame us.
All right. So Ralph is doing the story after Adam Lambert did the big performance and put the guy's head in his crotch or whatever.
And kissed the dude.
And then Bean comes in with a gem.
Remember Adam Lambert? He kissed that dude on that show?
Yeah.
And he liked it.
Oh. Okay. Like to take that back?
See, once again, I didn't say he kissed a girl.
No.
And I like to see that would be the direct correlation. Bean, once again, skips a beat, goes beyond, creates his own tangent, and then comments
on
that.
But I think the Katy Perry song is so well-known and has become such a part of the language.
Would you like to take that back?
All right. I took the last one back, too, by the way.
That's true.
Right. Well, you should have done that.
5 seconds later, this happened, and we're going to have to ask Ralph the same question.
And ABC has canceled his appearance on that show as well.
That's incredible, Ralph.
He wasn't scheduled to appear on That's Incredible because that show was canceled many years
ago. Dear God, file.
Don't you dare take that back.
It was on ABC many years
ago. In the early
70s? It ties together on every level, though.
In the early 70s?
Yes, but it ties together everything. We're talking about ABC as a network, and then That's Incredible, and with the name of a show on there, and him doing
TV
shows.
For our audience,
was
in 2009.
It was so sweet.
It was more than 30 years earlier.
But I support it because he referenced when.
Would you like to take that back?
Oh, because he said
because
it was canceled
years ago.
Yes.
If he hadn't done that, I would not support it.
I built it in!
Don't take it back, Ralph.
I'm never taking it back.
Good. Good for you. I'm with you. I'm with you, buddy.
All right. That wine gets sweeter the longer it stays in the bottle.
The next one is Psycho Mike.
What?
And unfortunately, he went through a period there, maybe fortunately, where he was way, way, way off mic. So you couldn't really hear him.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
those of us in the room heard him. And we were talking to a dude on the phone, and this happened.
All right. Let's go to CT.
Hello. Yes, CT, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, Mike loves your scans.
Oh, man.
Put it in the file.
Come on.
Would you like to take that back?
That's the Applebee's of CTs.
I like your scans.
I like your restaurant.
Oh,
same
please.
Thing. It's the same thing.
Please. Mike, who, by the way, loves everything Mike does.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I can't believe how bad that was.
Take it.
I'll take it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to take that back?
All right, good. So then Ralph's doing a story. I think this is from today. The Tiger Woods story from today?
Possibly.
I don't know.
Wow, it's a fresh one. Friends of hers who are speaking off the record about what she said about her relationship with Tiger, which has been for months now. You know.
It's time for him to handle his own putter. You know what I'm saying?
Put in the file.
Come on. That wasn't bad.
Put in the file.
That's pretty bad.
Would you like to take that back?
Yesterday, I believe.
His own putter.
It was.
Come on. I mean, that was too... If mine was too obvious...
Sounds like something your grandmother would say, trying to be funny around the Thanksgiving table.
His own putter.
That sounds like a Don Imus joke. And the sports guys doing it,
I don't handle his own putter, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
All right.
So funny.
But Don's 700.
I'll go 3 for 3.
Wow.
Take that one back.
How about that? It's a banner day. And it's time for us to bring Ray onto the phone. Hi, Ray.
Wait, Ray? Kevin to be Lister Ray?
Hey, Ray.
What's up, guys?
How are you, man?
I've been better.
Welcome to...
Would you like to take that back?
The first time we've had a listener on it.
Yeah, I feel special.
First time we
special,
needed to.
The context was somebody, I think maybe even Ray, suggesting that Melfon play Acoustic Christmas.
Okay.
And then he came back with what was the greatest thing ever.
That it would be a disgrace to Melfon to play a venue that small.
That is
unless
true.
You got a bunch of midgets, and I guess we'd be rocking out with a bunch of little people. And then it'll be a bigger venue.
I didn't.
Bigger venue.
Let's put that in the file.
Put the file. All right, so, caller Ray.
Would you like to take that back?
I'm going to have to take it back.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
All right. It's
a good choice.
You did the right thing.
Bean and Ralph, you learned a thing from him. Although I'm the only one that didn't take anything back
this time. That's right, Applebee's.
Yeah.
Speaking of friends of the Kevin and Bean Show, how about Annell Rivers, who is our token black listener, who we haven't had on the show in some time? And I don't know why we didn't think about this with all the Tiger Woods news that's going on. I think it's time to check in with Annell and the black perspective of Jive Talking.
And now it's time for Jive Talking with Annell Rivers.
Jive Talking. Let's talk to Annell. Black people, he asks and they tell. Let's listen. Just who did he find? Black people, now what's on their mind?
All right.
Well, the intro is an embarrassment. I know that. Annell, I'm sure you feel terrible coming on after that.
No, that's the song that plays every time my doorbell rings.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, Adele, you've been on fire with the Tiger thing, right?
Man, look, before we get started on Tiger, I just give a shout-out to my boy R. Kelly?
Please.
I mean, look,
yes.
Look, we went from I want to hold your hand to I want to get you pregnant in just 45 years.
That's true.
I know.
That's true.
That R. Kelly song, we've been enjoying the heck out of that. We've been playing it all week long.
At
it's great.
Point in Dr. King's dreams did R. Kelly walk in?
All right. Here's the thing I have to ask you about Tiger. And please, nobody get offended. We're friends. We can ask these honest questions, and it doesn't hurt you to listen to this conversation. All right? I'm not trying to insult anybody here. But the impression that I get, not knowing any black people besides you, Annell, is that Tiger Woods is not a part of the black community. Do the black people have any feelings toward him in a positive way at all, or is he just another white celebrity to you?
He's black now. He was giving over to us for a stack of cash and one of the Williams sisters.
But before this happened.
Well, you know, man, Tiger's kind of always been one of these low-key cats, so you really never could get a read on him. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, people have just kind of seen him out here golfing. And, you know, like you said, he's not like Jim Brown. He's not going to show up, you know, at the Black Pride rallies. You know, Tiger plays his sport. He gets his money, and he does Tiger. You know?
And it's a white sport for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey, at one point, every sport was a white sport. You
know, that's true.
We'll get there.
Then they got good.
Exactly.
So what are they saying in the neighborhood about the way he's handled this business?
Look, man, first of all, I just want to say, like, you know, if the brother had maybe one or two, or, you know what I'm saying, maybe even three girls, you know, I point at him and go, you know, shame on you, Tiger, you're a married man. But the brother had like 12 white bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Now, wait a minute.
12 white bitches.
Are you upset about the 12 or the white?
Man, neither one.
Or both.
Neither one?
I'm proud of Tiger, man. That's like 11 more than OJ killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a married not in good conscience shame Tiger Woods. You feel what I'm saying?
So you're saying nice work.
Hey, I want to ask him how the hell he did it.
Well.
I mean, look. Yes, Tiger's a fool, okay? Like, yeah, yes, he's a manhole. He doesn't deserve the wife or the kids and all the money. But until that Thanksgiving night, man, Tiger Woods was a cold-blooded pimp.
Yeah. Okay? I mean, he was balling with a woman in every city in the country that he visited. A long-term standing relationship. Somebody to pick him up at the airport if he needed it.
Man, y'all not looking at the situation from my perspective, man. Like, y'all need, first of all, y'all need to get off his back about that voicemail. Okay?
Well,
like,
come on. He's
an
idiot.
Look, what if it worked? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if his wife had called the voicemail and it was like, you know, like, hello, you reached the voicemail box for Gerald. You know, please leave a message. Yeah, there you go. All right, the guy's still married. You know, Escalade's still in the
car. So nothing would have happened.
Good. There you go.
But I think what we've been saying all along is he should have been smart enough to be able to cover his tracks. I mean, why did he have so much evidence laying around with all these girls? You know,
man,
it's...
He's been getting away with it for this long, man. You know, if you murder one, the rest come easy, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like they say.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
He does make a good point. He has been getting away with this for
a long time.
Man, seriously, Tiger was doing his thing. Yeah. And all it was one, like I said, one little slip up. You know, that's how the Unabomber got caught. You know what I'm saying? One little mistake, and there you go, man. I mean,
that's true.
He kind of got more white bitches in captivity than Rick James and David Copperfield. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they are porn stars and waitresses. I'm about to get on Southwest.com and book me a flight to Vegas and see if I can sit around and lounge.
All right, so if we take anything away from this conversation, then it's don't feel sorry for Tiger, don't shame Tiger, just respect the great work that he did up until Thanksgiving night. Please. Up until then, he was the man.
Please respect Tiger's gangster. I mean, his name was Tiger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if a woman named Backhand Johnson slapped you, would you be shocked? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, somebody named Shy Girl, probably not a big talker.
Yeah.
You know, pay attention to the nickname.
He did have the nickname Tiger. That's
true.
We didn't know.
All right, Adele. Outstanding. Great to hear from you. By the way, Anel, I hope people are following your tweets because they're hysterical, and I know that a lot of our listeners would enjoy it. And it's just Anel Rivers. That's the tweet name, right?
A-N-E-L Rivers. There you go.
All right. Good times, man. Thanks for coming on, Anel.
Y'all take it easy.
Thank you, bye.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
Hey!
What?
That was just a sound. Just some sound came out of me.
It wasn't the beginning of a word or a sense or thought.
Just a sound.
Wow.
That was a moment with Ralph.
Good times. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. What you talking about?
We got our Kevin moment with. Do we have that?
No.
That one ready?
No.
It's time for a moment with Kevin.
I mean, if they start smelling money in the water, they're going to start coming out of the woodwork.
That was a moment with Kevin.
We're worried today we haven't had any new moments for a while, and Kevin, like a champ, delivered, and he came up with that one today. So we want to thank the listener who gave us the heads up.
Yeah,
for that
thanks
one.
A lot.
Because the money's in the water, and then you smell the water. The woodwork, first of all, is going to get ruined from all the water, I think. And then they'll come out of the woodwork.
Thank God for the listeners, by the way, because we're too close to it at this point. We don't even notice it anymore. The listeners are the one who picked up on that one.
Yeah. Lister Rose said, did Kevin just say they'll smell water, money in the water and come out of the woodwork? Where is that happening?
I may have mixed that up a little.
No, it's strong. All righty then. New Hollywood romance. Jessica Simpson. She loves the hotties. She's only going for the sexiest men she can find.
Sure.
According to E! News Daily, Jessica Simpson is now dating Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
No! What happened?
That's a weird combo.
That is bizarre.
That's not possible.
Sure. No, I don't believe it either. I mean,
it is impossible.
What would they possibly have to talk about besides her boobs? I mean, that's it.
Well, they both can't sing. They've got that in common.
Nice.
So maybe they could take lessons together.
How? In what world would they ever even meet? I mean, it just seems like matter and antimatter.
There's a picture of them together, by the way, right there.
Wow.
In New York City, hanging out. There you go.
That guy's a party.
He's a good time.
That's what I know.
Despite all the rage... I think he's just a rat in a cage. That's what he is. Thank you.
Hard to argue with.
Tiger Woods.
Guilty.
Apparently. We found out about numbers 11 and 12 when it comes to his list of mistresses today. Someone emailed me and said, look, he's a golfer. He needs 18 holes.
Hey, now!
So we can expect about six more, I guess.
Some more surprises on the way.
Yeah. One of them, two of them actually, are porn stars. One is named Jocelyn James. She is 39 years old today. Another one, not today, she's just 39 years old. Holly Sampson is 36 years old. And her husband claims that Tiger ruined their marriage. The constant demands from Tiger put so much pressure on their marriage. It only lasted for 5 months.
How did it last that long?
And then they broke up. Well, listen, you're married to a porn star, sir. If you can't handle her having sex with other dudes, you may have married the wrong lady.
Good point.
Her husband, photographer Carl Larson, said that Tiger's a homewrecker.
Plus, if a Tiger Woods comes around and you're a dude, you just go, I lose.
Not Tiger Woods, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Hi, yes, I'm here to pick up your wife.
He's a good-looking dude. Pow, got nothing right but money.
He's flimsy.
Please.
He's flimsy. Psycho Mike, is Tiger flimsy?
Flimsy.
We're not talking about George Clooney. We're talking about like a man. He's so flimsy.
No.
He's just rich. That's all he is.
You take away the $1 billion,
He's Urkel without the money.
Is he ugly?
No, he's not particularly good-looking.
He's not particularly handsome.
He's not Tyrese.
You guys are high.
You think Tiger's a great-looking guy?
Yeah, I think he's a good-looking guy.
He's a decent-looking guy.
He's decent-looking. You're right. He's decent-looking.
So you add fame and money to that, and you lose. You're gone.
Well,
you said take away the money.
Take away the money, and he's nothing.
Yeah, I'm here to get your wife. I hope she takes her number off the phone.
Yeah,
you get the
Gerard Butlers, the George Clooneys of the world. They talk about how they used to home wreck back when they had no money.
Yeah.
Those are guys you lose to.
You talk about Daniel Craig, Clive Owen, those guys. Those are guys you lose to. So, yeah, go ahead.
Let's face it. If Tiger were 12th on the tour instead of first, he wouldn't be getting any women.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Kevin's got a little crush, I think, on Tiger, apparently.
You know, he's one of the superstars in the world, you know?
Yeah, but that's the only power he has. That's just the only clout he has.
Just one of the biggest superstars in the
world. What we said was if you take that away, he's nothing. He's not a good-looking guy. He's not like a sexually virile guy who shows up to your door and you say, oh, yeah, I got no chance.
Well, I'm not saying he's Hugh Hefner. I'm just saying, you know.
Thank God he's not Hugh Hefner.
God, I love to be him.
He's not even Russell Brand.
Come on now.
What?
He's not even Billy Corgan, guys. Come on, let's be honest.
Come on.
Russell Brand and Katy Perry are seriously in love, according to Russell.
What happened?
He said that his relationship with Katy is the real deal. He's never been happier. It's a nice, relaxing relationship, and they're even talking marriage and kids.
I'm just as in love with Katy Perry as he is, yet somehow he's benefiting more from it.
Yeah. He says one thing is not up for negotiation, and that's where they will live if they get married. He says it's going to be England, because he has a cat named Morrissey who doesn't like to travel.
Really?
And so Morrissey wouldn't appreciate the flight overseas.
So you're telling me if she said, I'll marry you, but we have to live in America, he would say, no thanks, because of my cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He'd probably say no because of my catty waddy. But he'd probably say.
That's probably true as well.
And his bookie wookie. And Zooey Deschanel.
We all have a crush on her.
She's the best.
She's the best.
She's putting together another record.
Yeah?
Remember She and Him album. Yeah, another one in the works. The first one, which was very successful, was called Volume 1. The second one, wait for it, very creatively, is called Volume 2.
Wow.
13 songs, 10 originals, 2 covers. And, of course, she's working with M. Ward again from Monsters of Folk.
Two of them
teaming up. Zooey, I think, is either going to be or has been on Bones this week with her sister.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't watch The Bones. I should.
It is. It's a very good show.
I hear it's good.
When I do catch it, I enjoy it enormously, so I should watch it more often. But I know she's guesting this week. So that either happens or you can look forward to seeing it. Those are your options.
Which, I hate to ask this question. I know we don't have much time, but who's hotter, Emily or Zooey?
Zooey.
I think Zooey, too. But, boy, there are a lot of people out there who love that Emily, too. She's got killer eyes.
Kevin thinks Tiger's hotter than both of them.
I'm just saying.
You guys are crazy.
I love him.
I thought he was considered widely good looking.
But I love him.
I don't know.
Today's celebrity.
Maybe in the parties that Malibu Kevin goes to, that's the standard that they hold him up to.
Sure. Yeah.
You guys are funny.
Jesse Metcalf from Desperate Housewives, 31 years old today.
Do you like him too, Kevin? You hot for him?
Trey Cool of Green Day is 37. American Idol judge Cara DioGuardi is 39 years old. Jacob Dylan of the Wallflowers turns 40. Brian Bell of Weezer celebrates his 41st birthday. You like the Weezer? Hey, man, you like the Weezer? By the way, apparently Rivers Cuomo healing nicely. For those of you who have sent in emails looking for more updated information about him since the bus accident, his spleen has healed and he's breathing on his own. Apparently, that punctured lung is healing up. So,
good.
Not in great shape, but he's in better shape. Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives also is 47. Donny Osmond's 52. John Malkovich celebrates his 56th birthday. And Beau Bridges of the talented Bridges acting family is 68. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We're going to talk to Dana White from the UFC about the UFC 107 and about Brock Lesnar and that whole thing where he was never going to fight again and then he'll be fighting tomorrow. That whole thing. you had a gun pulled on you? We'll talk to you tomorrow. We're going to talk to the host of Tough Love, Steve Ward. We have LaQuisha on the program tomorrow. Great. And we have more tickets for you to go to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Our friend Kat Corbett, who's hotter than anyone we've mentioned today, is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including the Incubus, also Sober Sun Pickups, Orgy, Social D, and more right after this on K-Rock.